Some of what you are about to hear might be deemed offensive by some people. If you are insulted by people arguing about the New England Patriots and pretty much anything else, or by subjects like soap with a slot, gutter cleaners, people with big heads, Bilpolian, Egypt, wedge salads, and drilling for oil, you probably shouldn't listen to PFW in Progress. But if you do listen and hear something questionable, please do not be offended. We're just trying to entertain. In other words, some of the content of PFW in Progress may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
You ready, champ?
I've been ready for this my whole life.
Can you take us out on the field?
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
You got your head so far up your ass about that damn football team. You don't get the fact. You just got 1 year top quality education. Don't be wasting my time.
Paul Perillo.
Do you see that guy over there? Could you maybe wave at him a little bit? Just kind of humor him. Please.
And Andy. And Andy?
I'm sick of being all-time center.
You're sick of what?
Andy Hart.
I'm sick of being all-time center.
Rudy, I told you 5 times. You can't play anything else but all-time center. You're too small.
Eric Scalavino. For now, anyway.
Oh, you are so full of crap. You're 5 feet nothing. 100 and nothing. And you got hardly a speck of athletic ability.
PFW in Progress. Part of the Patriots Football Network.
You all know what you have to do. Remember, no one, and I mean no one, comes into our house pushes us around. This is your game now, gentlemen. Let's get them.
All right. Welcome to PFW Progress. Can anyone hear me?
No.
All right. No. Fred Kirsch, we're all here. This is it. The day we've all been waiting for, the draft. And Eric and Andy are already shaking their head because they can't hear me. But anyway.
Not through my head. Through our heads. Right. You're in the same room. So
doctor's running around. I'm hoping that our listeners can hear me.
I'll blog it to see.
His face is priceless. Doctor's, he has no idea what's going on.
Doctor's been here since 9 o'clock this morning.
Oh, boy. Okay? I'll blog something and see if we get any response.
Anyway, so, boy, a lot of action so far. Everyone's joining us here at 6 o'clock here at Gillette Stadium, and I know we have listeners from around the world listening to this show. We'll be on till 9 o'clock tonight here on Patriots.com, PFW in Progress, a special draft edition. Andy Hart, Eric Scalavino, Paul Perillo, Scalavino, I'm sorry, Paul Perillo, myself, Fred Kirsch, the doctor, and Toyota Tacoma somewhere. I don't know where. I think doctor sent him over to the draft party.
All right, Fred, let's get to it.
Let's get to it. Guys, biggest surprise so far.
Everett Brown is still on the board. Darius Heyward-Bey going to the – well, I shouldn't say the biggest surprise because nothing the Raiders do surprises me.
Right.
And a fast guy with some size is a Raider, but – the fact that he goes ahead of Crabtree and Macklin to the Raiders, as I said to you, Fred, off the air, we'll never know if he stinks because you go to Oakland and you stink and
right.
He's got Jamarcus Russell.
I said,
but
they could have drafted Peyton Manning and he'd have been a bust.
But he stinks, and that was a stunner. I don't think anyone was more stunned than Michael Crabtree to find out. Not only did he slide out of the top 10, but guy went ahead of me. Are you freaking kidding me?
Right.
But maybe it's the best thing he needed because he was a diva. Maybe that kind of kicks him in the pants. But Eric's right. Everett Brown dropping like a stone. Good news, bad news. Everett Brown could be available. Larry English is well off the board.
Yeah, Larry English is gone.
So the lust San Diego. That PFW felt for Larry English was clearly warranted. He ended up with San Diego in a 3-4 team, and we were right again.
But part of the reason why we had such love for English was because we expected Everett Brown not to be there, and we figured the next best available pick.
So the question of the day is, why is Everett Brown slipping?
That's a good question. I don't know why, but... It's great news for
the
Pats. This
is the area that we kind of thought he was going to go.
He's the best, in my mind, the best pass rusher in the draft.
But I thought between 15 and 21 or so is where I saw him most often.
I can hear stuff now.
I can hear Paul better.
Doctor's doing something.
I can hear Fred.
All right.
Yes.
Roger Goodell is walking to the podium as we speak.
Oh, here we go. Broncos have a selection.
He's going to announce the Broncos selection.
Broncos, who? Josh McDaniels got no Sean Marino.
They're going to take Everett Brown.
With the 18th pick
probably.
In the 2009 NFL Draft, the Denver Broncos select Robert Ayers, defensive end, Tennessee.
Overrated.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
This is working out perfectly for the Patriots.
Well, except for,
why don't teams like Everett Brown? Maybe the Patriots don't like him for the same reason everyone else doesn't like him.
Know.
And we're just idiots.
I don't think that's accurate.
I agree with you, Eric, but
where the hell's Rob? Oh, he's under linebackers.
Right. So, I mean, this is interesting. As far as defensive ends go or outside linebackers, Brian Cushing is gone.
Yep.
He went to the Texans?
Yes.
Yep. You know, so
I'm missing something.
This is interesting. What will happen? And probably less than an hour from now is when the Patriots will pick, provided everything stays as it is. That was, what, just the 19th pick of the draft?
18th.
So Patriots are picking 23rd. It's about 10 minutes.
Another minor surprise, Fred. Yeah. With their first pick, Denver taking Sean Moreno.
Running back. Never have enough running backs. That's what Josh McDaniels believes.
Yeah, apparently.
I go with the exact opposite.
What?
Theory. You never have enough running backs. I think you always have enough.
Oh. But the conventional wisdom going into the day today was that the Broncos were in perfect position to take two defensive studs. And they took one here that they think is a stud. But with their first pick, they could have had Everett Brown. They could have had Arakpo. They could have had anybody they wanted. And they took no Sean Moreno.
But,
kind of a surprise in my mind.
And obviously, Tampa Bay thought that Denver was going to pick a quarterback.
Josh Freeman.
Because they made a trade to leapfrog over Denver, and they picked Josh Freeman. So very interesting here.
And interesting there, the two new young blood teams. Young coach, young GM in Denver and McDaniel Zanders. Young coach, young GM in Tampa Bay with the two young guys.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, webradio at patriots.com is the email address.
I forgot their names. I wasn't going to help you out there at all. I wanted to see how long you were going to go with that.
I wasn't paying attention, but.
Webradio at patriots.com. And we have a lot to go over, before the Patriots pick. But Twitter, Patriots are
putting the twit in Twitter.
Real Patriots is the account.
My first almost snuff of the day.
The Patriots will be announcing the picks as soon as they get them on Real Patriots.
I'd like to officially thank some of our blog readers and commenters for making the I Hate Twitter post the most popular blog entry of the day and instantly agreeing with me. Literally 10 seconds after I posted that, I had two amen brothers from a couple readers. So the Twitter fad / phenomenon may be not reaching all of our fans.
And here's another.
Except for the fact that 4,000 have already signed up to follow us today, and that was overnight. So I think that it's pretty amazing.
You mean 4,000?
You put out a press release that was put in the Boston Globe, and you got 4,000?
4,000 people who chose to sign up to follow Real Patriots so far. So,
can you read some of the tweets? Twat?
What?
why is it that you almost never – unbelievable.
Oh, God.
You're an embarrassment.
I didn't say that.
Fred, I'm going to do it for you. Just go.
I stopped before.
You know, somebody emailed in yesterday and said, you know, during the draft show, is it okay to make fun of Eric, or is it going to be all business?
All business.
Andy has just answered that question.
It was an accident. Won't happen again.
That's what she said.
I'm not making any more comments like that, Eric, because I am clearly not of sound mind at this point.
You really have run out of gas. You were going strong there from about 3 to 6 when we weren't on the air.
So I'd also like to question, on a serious note, the coverage. Why Deion Sanders is interviewing guys coming off the podium who he represents.
Inexcusable. Right.
Including Michael Crabtree.
No, it's wrong.
Particularly
Michael
Crabtree.
Actually, he started the draft, first of all, and introduced all the 9 prospects that were in attendance.
And why is one of his first two questions, though, is what are you going to do with the money?
Because that's all he cares about.
That's all he cares about.
But isn't that a financial conflict of interest that a guy who represents some of the prospects is announcing them at the draft?
It is.
Doesn't that portray to future prospects, well, if you sign with me, I'll get you in New York. You'll be one of the 9 prospects. You'll be a top 10 pick.
Not only that, it just makes the NFL Network look hokey-dokey.
And the NFL.
Yeah.
The NFL by connection. The Shield.
Right.
That's an embarrassment, Fred, that you need to take into account at some meeting.
It's not right. I mean, the guy is gregarious. He's very personable.
Which is why he's great on NFL Network. I like Deion.
Right.
But
he needs to
pick one job or another. Stay with that.
Right.
I don't see Drew Rosenhaus getting to announce guys at the draft or Tom Condon.
Right. No.
They're agents. They do their thing.
It's a clear conflict of interest.
He's on the other side of the wall.
That's inappropriate, Fred, and something needs to be done about it.
All right. Who's on
the TWA?
Philadelphia's on the clock.
The Eagles are on the – who did Detroit take? Anybody know?
Detroit is after Philadelphia. They're at 20, let you know in one pick.
All right.
So, wait, Philadelphia?
Please tell me
Philadelphia
is on the clock.
Our lads has it wrong.
At 19.
Our lads has the Lions.
Originally said the Buccaneers were at 19.
Right. The Bucs moved up to 17. Right. Denver picked at 18.
Right. I assume that the Browns took the 19th spot, but it's now the Eagles?
Yeah, it says T next to it. I'm going to click on the T.
It must have been a trade.
Yeah,
that's what T means.
No, I'm just saying, I assumed that the Browns.
Here it is. First and sixth round picks for the Browns in exchange for this pick, the 19th overall.
The Browns could not move down any faster.
The Browns have made three trades in this draft.
Mini Belichick just accumulating draft picks along the way here.
I think he's gone insane.
A little surprising that he made his first trade.
Scientifically accurate, he assessed the value of every pick in this draft.
A little surprising, Fred, that he made the first trade with the Jets?
No.
No, I guess when they said that they're still good friends, Tannenbaum and Mangini, they weren't lying, you know?
I guess.
Lying?
You know? So it was just a move that the Jets had to make.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just needed a change.
They've made three trades in this first round.
It's pretty amazing what they're doing. They're just rolling right out of the first round and acquiring. They've now the Browns now have three picks in the second round and
trying to compete with the Pats.
At least two that I know of in the third.
Maybe. that I know of.
So, all right. So what's left here? What do you say? 23rd. Who are the Patriots picking?
Well, they have Everett Brown or Maualuga. Looks like they're still available.
Or Vontae. He's still on.
Oh, we've got a pick. Eagles are coming up.
Got a selection of the Philadelphia Eagles.
It's going to take a minute. He's still walking. He's a plotter.
Yeah.
Can we get the audio for that or no?
Can we pod that up? Pot that up? How do you do it?
The Cleveland Browns have traded the 19th pick to the Philadelphia Eagles. And with the 19th pick in the 2009 NFL Draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select Jeremy Maclin.
All right, wide receiver out of Missouri
falls into a slot there.
That's a good pick for them. They finally satisfy Donovan McNabb and get him a weapon to work with.
Well, now he's got two. Well, him and DeSean Jackson, your boy from last year.
But
Paul.
I'm talking
those are 2-4-3 guys.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. So
that's what I'm talking about.
Let me throw out some names here of guys that were projected pretty high that are still available. Everett Brown.
Yep.
You guys consensus that that's if he's available, the Patriots should pick.
Well, I really
think
like
that's
him.
That's the guy I want.
That's the guy I would take.
Okay, so that's who you think they should pick.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Michael Oher is still available.
Mm. It's funny. He was going to be a top 10 pick, but now he's back where
he was going to be originally.
Yeah, I don't want Michael Oher.
I don't think I
– Clay Matthews is still available.
Don't touch him with a 10-foot pole.
Okay, how about
– Maualuga.
Ray Maualuga is still available.
Sure.
How about Perry Ejiri out of Mississippi?
Perry on the ferryman.
I don't think he makes sense. I don't think he has
Paul
position.
Kruger is still available.
No.
A little high.
No.
A little
way
high.
Too high. No interest.
Laurinaitis, still available.
Too high.
Too high.
34, I'll take him.
Chris Beanie Wells, still available.
No, nothing to do with
him. Don't like him.
How about Alfonso Smith?
I would give him some thought, but I like Davis.
There are a couple of other ones,
Vontae Davis and Everett Brown are the two best you've named so far.
Connor Barwin, still available?
Too high. 108th prospect. Too high.
And you guys don't like Pettigrew, the tight end out of Oklahoma State?
No.
Okay.
Not in this spot.
How about Evan Britton, tackle out of Arizona?
Yeah,
No?
No.
All right.
Looks like it's either Vontae Davis or Everett Brown. If they're off the board before then, we're screwed.
Ray Maualuga.
Oh, Ray Maualuga. Good call. Although, unfortunately, Eric, there are actually three picks between now
and then. Well, but, you know.
So if those three go off the board, we just pass.
Right.
I don't want to. We want to take a pick.
You think we trade down? We could be trading down.
Could be. Yeah, but if these guys are available.
Yeah, but all the guys we said, we kind of like him, but not there. Yeah, we kind of like him, but not there. If Bill's saying the same thing, he'll trade down.
Unless Everett Brown is there.
No, I know. I'm saying if
the other
guys go off the board.
Yeah.
Then you could easily trade down. Or maybe Bill doesn't like Everett Brown, just like no one else liked Everett Brown.
But why? He was the number one guy going in as of a couple of weeks ago.
You know how that stuff is you know, as much as we like to work and pretend we know what we're talking about and write what we know we're talking about and do top 7 lists on our blog, we don't know what we're talking about. And that goes for everybody, including Mike Mayock and Rick Goslin and Mel Kiper and everybody else. And the Oakland Raiders.
Well, that's
who else?
Oh, my God.
Detroit Lions.
Let's quick second. Since we only have 3 hours, we have a ton of emails coming in. Let me get to one quickly. Emily writes in. She says today is her college's spring party. She woke up at 7 a.m. to start drinking, and she's in rough shape right now.
Oh, come on by the booth.
Emily, why don't we give you a
third booth
tour?
On the right, Gillette Stadium, red level.
She managed to get here. I'm about to take a nap before tonight's bar crawl. I hope I don't miss the Patriots pick.
I got someplace you can crawl.
Anyways, Eric, how do you feel about the Peppers right now? I'm guessing Eric will be the only one that thinks we'll trade for him. Will we find out during the first or second round? And who do you think has made the worst pick so far, and who do you think has made the best?
Worst pick, Oakland Raiders.
I think best Jets with Sanchez. I mean, that was a good move.
Yeah, yeah.
I agree.
Good yeah, pick. I agree with that. I haven't really broken down.
Let's answer this question a little bit differently. What's the worst pick so far, excluding
that one? Excluding that one?
Because I think that's so obviously
I
bad.
Agree with you, Paul. Let's see. Buffalo, Aaron Maven. Oh, Aaron Maven, clearly, yes.
You guys
yes.
strictly
not a top
don't
11
like,
player.
But
he's
going to
be a bust.
You strictly don't like Aaron Maven based on his press conference.
No.
But you didn't watch him.
What I know about him is
he didn't start
the entire season.
One at a time.
He didn't start the entire season. He was marginal at best.
Sorry, Fred.
He played at 220 something.
Six.
Yeah. And he tried to put on some weight, and what happened when he put on the weight? He lost speed. So that tells me he's not going to be able to play that position at this level. And it's a reach taking him there. If you want to take him in the second or third round and make him
a linebacker.
I just think
a lot of the comments – listen, I'm no expert on Aaron Maven. Okay, I saw him play a couple of times, but a lot of the comments that I've heard about him are comments that I heard about Dwight Freeney. And he's no smaller than Dwight Freeney was coming out of Syracuse. I just think a guy that can get after
that's disrespectful to Dwight Freeney.
Well, I said I'm not an expert
Didn't he
on Aaron
play,
Maven.
Like, his entire career
I was going to say he had some experience. Maven is a one-year wonder.
He's a one-year wonder who came out. He's undersized. I think that would have been put back a little bit had he not run ridiculously slow when he bulked up.
I'm talking not necessarily about the amount of playing that he did at Penn State, the length of his career. I'm talking about the size, the speed, and all he does is go after the quarterback. That's the kind of stuff that people said about Freeney.
And Freeney was 226?
And he's not that much bigger than that now.
Really?
He can't be 250,
stout.
Can he?
I thought his issue was height and not.
Well, it was
yeah,
both.
He was shorter. I didn't think he had.
I'm sure he was bigger than 226. I'm sure he was bigger.
Oh, Freeney?
Than that.
Oh, yeah, he's like 240.
I'm talking
or
about
at least.
Coming out of college, not now, Fred. Now
Fred
he's
in
definitely.
The background. Oh, Freeney! Oh, yeah.
You get him on the quote unquote NFL nutritional
Lions
program.
Lions about to make a pick.
Certainly, you bulk up.
Freeney's about 242.
And to answer Emily's question, I'm feeling less confident about the Peppers thing.
You're feeling less confident.
Let's be honest. Yeah. No chance.
And here are the Lions.
And here comes Roger Goodell.
Plodding.
Takes him forever.
Yeah, Freeney's listed at 268 now, by the way.
We put that up,
268?
Doc?
Yeah.
With the 20th pick in the 2009 pounds. NFL draft, the Detroit Lions select Brandon Pettigrew.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Oklahoma this is ridiculous.
State. Well, I got to tell you, I don't love Pettigrew, but for a team that got its quarterback and has a wide receiver and may have their running back, they're kind of putting together some decent skill players on offense.
Yeah, I thought Michael Orr was the pick there. You know, a lot of people talked about they should take Jason Smith, and get that tackle, get the building block, and then go and get the skill guys later. But Andy's point's not a bad one. I mean, if Pettigrew ends up being a first-round player, which most people agree he is. I mean, we didn't really love him, but most people agree he's a first-rounder. Mm. You got your quarterback. You have a tight end. You think you might have – you definitely have your wide receiver. You think you might have a running back.
Tackles are sliding.
The pieces in place
right
for
now.
Oren
Britton could be available at 30.
And don't forget, they picked at 20.
Whatever.
They don't have that much longer to go before they
pick
again.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Now there's two tackles in 10 picks or whatever.
Not terrible.
They could leave the first 33 picks with a quarterback, a tight end, and a tackle that are starting on offense with Calvin Johnson and Kevin Smith.
Cleveland's on
and
the clock.
They'll still lose.
Cleveland's on the clock now.
The sum of Fred's analysis? And they'll still lose.
I got to think they're going
to
go with Brown.
Basically, if you're not the Patriots, Steelers, or Colts, you have no chance, according to Fred.
Well, not next year.
I'm saying Brown goes in this pick.
What can Brown do?
All right, webradio@patriots.com. Hey, the Patriots have just announced that as of right now, they are raffling off the number 50 license plate. So if you're a Massachusetts –
50th season.
If you have a car registered in Massachusetts, you can – I think it's $10 for a ticket or something.
Did Vrabel turn that in when they shipped him out?
They, you can have a chance to win the number 50 license plate. Obviously, that's for Massachusetts residents only or people who have a car registered in Massachusetts. So pretty interesting. Go to Patriots.com.
Just have a car
and,
here.
And you can enter to win the number 50 license. That's pretty cool to have 50 on your license plate. Yeah, it's not bad. Not
that's
bad.
How I roll, 5-0.
You know, 50th anniversary this year.
Keep it low.
So, maybe, and I would
it'd
imagine.
Be better, scent. Be better if it were a Hawaiian license plate.
Well, I would. Hawaii 5-0. Yeah, Hawaii 5-0. But I would imagine a lot of people have other reasons why they might want to have the number 50. So it's pretty cool. Have a Patriots license plate with the number 50 on it.
Came from.
So, and I also want to, Brian Morey asked me to let people know that there's a new draft exhibit that's just been unveiled at the Hall at Patriot Place presented by Raytheon. And
what does it entail?
It's a bunch of
stuff. About the draft.
You know, old draft books, Buckle Kilroy's draft books. Listen to Eric now.
Yeah, he's unbelievable. Yeah.
Andy.
What?
Another
Mr.
I Hate
Smug.
Twitter.
Mr. Smug. Oh, yeah, that's good.
He's unbelievable.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Kick him out, Fred. Yeah. Just go. I'm not the one who's using derogatory terms for female body parts on the air.
It slipped.
That was awful. That was just awful.
Well, I got wrapped up making fun of Twitter because I hate Twitter, and it slipped. It was unprofessional, inappropriate, and I apologize.
Slip of the tongue. So
the Browns are on the clock right now as we speak. Webradio at patriots.com is the email address, and the emails
every bit is inappropriate.
Are flying in.
Not at all. You wouldn't know because
William Berry has a
busy tossing salads.
William Berry,
hold
has
on. William Berry's my favorite emailer. He has something to say.
He says, "Everyone but Fred. What is the percent chance that Fred will finish his draft prep by Tuesday's show?" I put it at 50%.
He won't know less the 11 names that we have on our team by Tuesday.
Everyone but Eric. What is the percent chance that Eric has a split personality and his Eric persona doesn't know about his Razor persona? Seriously, it fits
50-50.
Too well. Dr. Jekyll is a painter of old ladies and cats, and Mr. Hyde is a fetish photographer. Yes, Eric Jekyll is unaware of Hyde's existence. I say only 10%, but it explains so much. Everyone but Paul. Chance he either has to leave early or misses the roster report for some reason.
Good chance.
I say 99.999%.
I'd say it's higher than that, although not with the podcast. I just have to do something for Patriots today as soon as we make a pick.
And everyone but Andy, chance he pulls a Mendenhall this year. I say only 25%.
Oh, it's much higher than that.
What is Mendenhall?
Vontae Davis is that guy.
Yeah. Fall in love with a guy.
If they get,
I keep mentioning his name all show.
If Vontae Davis is available ridiculous. And they don't pick him, Andy's going to go on a rant, and then whoever picks him is going to slam the table and say, there's your AFC champs.
Yep. Best defense in the NFL, Paul.
No.
Because I'm not going to be picking Cleveland or Minnesota to win the AFC. You're not going to pick Minnesota to win the AFC? No.
When do we make the facts get in the way of one of our rants?
And if Brown and Davis are on the board, I'm torn. Right down the center. 5 seconds. Make the pick. Sliding down a banister, it turns into razor blades. Andy split
in
half.
3, 2, 1.
Vontae Davis.
You're sick.
Ryan Ellis wants to know, what's the difference between the Real Patriots and Patriots.com Twitter accounts? Real Patriots are what the Patriots are doing. As for example, what are the picks going to be today? You know, what's going on at the draft party?
The picks?
Things like that. Patriots.com are what's going on the Patriots website. So that's the difference. One is coming from the website, links to new content, things that have been updated. Real Patriots, though, is the one that's kind of
another
like
pick,
the voice
pick.
Of the Patriots. Here comes Roger Goodell with the Browns pick.
Plotting.
The first of the Man Genius era in Ohio.
Jesus.
The Cleveland Browns have selected.
Oh, boy, the Bruce. Not that.
Everett Brown.
With the 21st pick in the 2009 NFL draft, the Cleveland Browns select Alex Mack. Center,
oh, my
California.
God. That is a horrendous. Horrendous. They should have kept trading down, so then it would have been a good pick somewhere around the 30.
You know what? That's exactly what they should have
done.
That's
terrible.
It's kind of like the Raiders. If the Raiders really loved Darius Haywood Bey,
you could have got him.
Right? All you had to do was start trading down.
Right.
And then take him somewhere around 20.
This is working out perfectly. So then you only pay him $7 million instead of $30
million. You get him for less money. You're going to get him anyway because he's a fringe first-round guy, so you're going to get him pretty much where you want him. This doesn't make any sense. A lot of people thought Pittsburgh was going to take him on the very last pick of the first round.
He's a pretty good player.
He is a good player, but you don't take pretty good centers at 21.
Yeah.
Or guards.
I mean, if he's a center, when was the last time a center? That's pretty high for a center.
Very high.
What did we take Woody at, Fred? Do you remember?
Jeez, I don't remember.
It was right around there.
Well, it was, it was
20s, wasn't
it?
It
was also a different time.
But that's my point. I mean, I don't know how many centers go that early. Usually it's right at the end of the first round, like the last four or five picks you can get a center, and then obviously second, third round.
And that was also an unbelievably glaring need because they had let Wollabaugh go in free agency, and they had to have a center. You know, I don't know. I just don't like interior line. I don't like linemen in general in the first round, but if they're not left tackles, I really don't like linemen in the first round.
Well, the question is, could the Browns have traded down even more and gotten the guy?
Yes, they could.
Do you listen to us at all?
He doesn't.
I mean,
we just said that.
Why do we hurt your feelings? I mean, you hurt my feelings. Andy just got finished saying that.
And the Vikings have picked.
Web radio at Patriots.com.
We're really cracking Nick
address.
Up in the back of the booth, by the way, as predicted.
The 22nd pick is in.
Who is it?
We're waiting.
Waiting
made
for
a
the
selection.
Card to go up.
They don't
the
Twitter? What's going on here?
They're not behind.
So
obviously they don't have 4,000 people in their fandom.
Ziggy does.
This means the Patriots are on the clock.
Is that one red section or two? Not yet, because they haven't made the selection. But.
Everett Brown, guys.
Oh.
No, I'm not saying that's who they pick, but I'm just saying he's available if they don't pick him.
Yeah, they won't take Everett Brown. They got a guy by the name of the overpaid.
Oh, yeah, from
alcoholic. Do the Patriots take a guy that no one had? Who's the overpaid alcoholic?
The guy from the Chiefs that they traded for. We can't think of his name at the moment.
No, Jared Allen.
Yeah, thank you.
So
and the two young guys.
What Andy's colonoscopy really
what
doing
do you
the
think
job
Minnesota's
on today.
Going to pick?
My wife's going to happen on Monday, by the way.
Really?
Andy told her, make sure she writes everything down before she goes in.
Oh, boy. Phil Lodeholt was a late riser that some people had slotted here. Eben Britton, I'm going to say.
Well, here comes Roger Goodell.
Michael Orr. Let's
see what he has to say.
Michael Orr is still
Vontae Davis.
Michael Orr.
With the 22nd pick in the 2009 NFL Draft, the Minnesota Vikings select Percy Harvin.
Oh,
wow. Florida.
Didn't see that coming.
Okay.
Percy Harvin, gone.
All right, well.
Here it is, folks. Pats are on the clock.
Intoxication I got to have Everett Brown here.
Everett Brown and Vontae Davis, two of Andy Hart's favorites.
The Patriots are on the clock, folks.
Everett Brown it is.
PFW listeners.
Wait for the trade.
That would really deflate everybody.
Who will the Patriots take with this pick?
Michael Orr?
No.
Everett Brown still on the
throw open my
available. Michael Orr? Clay Matthews? No.
No.
Last time Paul threw up in his mouth, I think he became a 5-time All-Pro.
Guys, did you expect Ray Maliuka to be available at this spot?
Yeah.
You did.
A long time ago.
In the PFW mock draft we did.
Of late. Eric's right, like inside linebacker this year just feels like either it wasn't that good or people didn't value it. And Laurinaitis and Maualuga paid for being in school, and we kind of thought he would be in this range. I thought he'd go a little higher than this. I thought he'd go like 18.
Just so you know, don't even get excited. The Patriots are trading down here. Have to.
You blogging?
Yeah.
You ready to blog? You are ready to go.
It's not my first blog.
Renee from Haverhill says, I went to the Hall of Patriot Play sponsored by Raytheon today. I thought the draft exhibit was awesome. The whole place was great. I was hoping to see Fred at the stadium today so I could find out when my PFW t-shirt will come. Any idea? I'm in Haverhill, for God's sake.
I'll bring it by.
Carol Hardy has to send that out.
Which means never.
No.
I'm just saying.
Let's see. Marcos says,
Polos.
Now either Brown or Maliuga is ours. I'm doing somersaults in my living room, says Marcos.
Well, what about Vontae Davis?
Nobody cares about
Vontae
Davis.
I wouldn't be happy with Vontae Davis. I'd be happy with Maualuga or Everett Brown.
I thought we wanted him.
I'm with you, Paul.
Around here at Made Place. I'm with you.
So the Patriots are on the clock.
Just get a
little over 6 minutes left on that clock for the Patriots.
Surprised by Harvin to the Vikings?
No. I am a little that high? A little bit?
No.
A little bit?
I'm very surprised by that, Eric.
We thought that he'd go in there, the early 20s.
Yeah, but then there was the reports lately about him sliding into the second round.
Yeah, and then there were reports of him sliding back up.
Yeah, I thought he would be a first-round pick. I just don't necessarily – the Vikings, I don't think they needed, like, a weapon.
So now they have a receiver?
Well,
they don't have great receivers, but they don't have a quarterback.
Yeah, but now they have him.
So I would have rather
– Peterson.
You know, an offensive lineman, I think, would – I think Michael Orr made sense.
That's a dynamic offense.
Chris with a T-I-N is calling Mangini a moron.
It's a dynamic offense with no one to get the ball to any of those dynamic players.
You underrate my guy.
Let's see. Theo writes in, hey, guys, in the Razor.
Ratliff?
I guess that's now Eric.
No, it's not.
I was wondering if the Patriots don't do anything with Peppers during this draft and sign him after the draft.
No.
As a franchise player, New England would have to give up 2 first-rounders, but they would be for 2010-2011 if they possibly trade some of the picks this year to get a first next year. What do you guys think if they were to do this?
No. I'm less confident about the whole Peppers thing now.
You are?
Especially for 2 first-round picks? Well, we're just going to flat out.
So you're saying that if they were going to get Peppers, it would have happened, really early.
It would have happened
by now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, so let's see. I was right.
I got to tell you something, Eric. You're giving up too easily. If it was going to happen, I think there's just as good a chance that it happens on the, you know, the somewhere in between the 2 days, too.
Right. I mean, that's when the Moss
thing necessarily
happens.
Think it has to be draft picks for this year.
But I was expecting it to have happened by now, and so that's why I'm feeling a little deflated about it happening at all. But you're right. The Moss thing went down overnight between day one and day two. So it's
the Bledsoe trade was a similar one.
Yep.
Right, Fred?
Yep.
Are you monitoring Twitter in case they get it first?
I'm looking to see if the Patriots have Twittered.
4 minutes to go for the pick.
Can you read me the last Twitter? The Patriots are trading the pick.
Nice.
Told you.
According to Twitter.
Okay. So up or down?
It doesn't say. That's good. Hey, now that's good information.
Up. All right, I'm all for Twitter. Why is Twitter better at reporting than us?
Okay, you heard it here.
Trading up?
That's what I just said to him.
Either you
trade up, you idiot.
Either the Patriots.
Of all the wrong things that have been said on this show, that's definitely the wrongest.
Oh my God. You've now beaten me.
Anyway,
so.
Yeah, they're going to try to slide into the seventh slot and see if they can get everybody to move down.
So you either heard it because you were following Real Patriots or you heard it because you're listening to the show, The Patriots.
So they don't want everybody trading
or you were friends with one of those 4,000 people that logged into Twitter.
Well, that's part of the viral nature of the web.
Well, Fred's one of them, so $39.99.
But the Patriots are trading out of the 23rd spot.
Jeez.
Disappointed, guys?
Yes.
A little. Yes.
Everett Brown's available. Ray Maulou is available.
People like those guys. That's sweet, too.
I mean, obviously.
We've been through this before. We fall in love with guys. They don't like them. They don't take them.
But it's surprising.
Sometimes those guys are good. Sometimes they stick.
But I just like when the guys that I identify, they either pick them or they're off the board. So I can say, oh, they would have picked them.
And that doesn't mean they can't take them later. Well, maybe they think Everett Brown's going to be available at 28 when they get there.
This is what Belichick does. At 23, he's got a pool of names who he thinks is worth that pick.
Right.
But now, as the draft comes to him, he realizes that either all or several, or at least a few of them, will be available later, depending on where they have moved out to.
And they've traded
And why not? And
or none of them are available now.
Right.
Real quick, they've traded with Baltimore, according to the ESPN
friendly
draft tracker.
Okay.
Yeah. He likes Ozzie.
So they're going down to 26.
Yeah, Baltimore
I
had the 26 picks. So.
Yes, that's correct.
Right? He likes Ozzie.
Oh yeah, they get. I mean, Ozzie uses his scouting system. They're still very tight. He brought Ozzie into that.
They haven't updated
the business
that part
side
of, it yet,
of football. So yes, they've made a number of trades with them over the years. Obviously, the Kyle Bowler one, but I think they've had two or three others later round picks mixed in there.
So. Wasn't the Ty Warren with Baltimore or?
No, that was from the Buffalo
trade. But they've had a couple friendly. But that's Fred. It's a little disappointing. It's like you open your Christmas present and the box is empty.
Yeah.
Well, it's not empty, but you got socks.
But there's still. I mean,
right now it's empty.
A lot of the guys that you guys still like will probably be available at 26.
Can we pop this up?
Where are the details?
I don't know. It said trade. They looked like they were going to.
What's with these New England people and disciples of New England people? Belichick trades a pick. Mangini trades his pick three times.
It's a trade war.
We talked today a little bit about 23 through 27 being some of the best drafting teams in the league. And you heard Coach Belichick with us earlier. Good chance of him moving down. He has.
Yeah,
Baltimore moved up for a reason.
And he thought they were moving up.
How do we know it wasn't Baltimore wanting to move up?
Could be.
You know?
Yep.
The inside linebacker. Keeping in mind, he's got Thomas Dimitroff at 24. And Bill
Parcells. I even paused for a second because I was wondering. What did I miss here?
It was intentional. I made a joke.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
You're an idiot.
Who's this biggin? That's Michael Orr.
Oh. All right, so the Ravens have picked Michael Orr.
Can't read a book.
With New England's pick at 23. So now the Patriots are down to 26. Although
else did they get?
We don't have the details of the trade yet.
Another pick.
So
thanks, Andy.
We don't know where. Most likely at that point, probably a third round pick. You think?
I don't know. What do they have in the second? Where's the trade? Get the trade value chart out of our paper to get from 27 to, 26 to 23, difference and what that pick would align to.
So
before or after?
It looks like the Patriots might.
The New England Patriots have traded the 23rd pick to the Baltimore Ravens. And with the 23rd pick in the 2009 NFL draft, the Baltimore Ravens select Michael Orr, offensive tackle, Mississippi.
So either the Patriots are going to end up with another third, which will give them three in the second and three in the third, or
third?
I don't know. I don't know if it's a third. I said either the Patriots or probably a fourth.
Or.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens here. So Atlanta was after Baltimore. Do you think there's any chance that Baltimore needed to get up above Atlanta, or do you think this was just the Patriots wanting to trade down?
60 points.
Probably
in value,
the latter,
Fred.
Yeah.
The value aligns with the 117th selection, which would be a two-thirds through the fourth round, according to the draft value chart we use out of Patriots Football Weekly.
So they could end up with another
26 to 23 is a 60-point differential. And as I said, that aligns with the 117th selection in the draft. So in all likelihood, they got a fourth-round pick.
Andy, and that 2003 trade, we got a second rounder and a 2004 first rounder, right?
I believe so.
And we took Eugene Wilson in the second round and Wilfork the next year, right?
Yes.
Okay, here's what the deal is.
Okay.
The Patriots have traded the 23rd to Baltimore for picks 26 this round and 162 this year, which is a fifth round pick.
Fifth round. They got swiped. According to our draft value chart, that's, you know, useless.
So, repeating that, Patriots have traded out of 23. They now have Baltimore's 26th pick in the first round and number 162 overall, which is in the fifth round.
You can't like that trade.
I don't really care.
You thought it was going to be a third round pick.
60 points?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And which is a fourth round pick.
Again, if you're following Real Patriots on Twitter, you know this.
Because we got 152, so we only got 31.6 points.
162, I thought you said.
Yeah, 162 is what we got. Yeah.
162?
Yeah.
Well, that's a sixth-round pick. Oh, it's an
in our value chart, pick. Yeah, but it's...
Yeah.
What's the value on it?
27.6 points.
Wow,
we got
half
33
value.
Points.
Half the value.
Mm-hmm. Half the value? Bill just did not want to make that selection.
After Bill went to great lengths to tell us, the chart's pretty much doing 10.
He did. He backed up our chart.
How's our writer's mock draft doing?
I don't know.
So, Fred, what do you think?
I stopped checking that.
I mean, you had a third-round pick, essentially, in your back pocket after that trade, and come to find out it's a fifth, which is essentially a sixth.
3-for-4.
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed. Feels like he just wanted to get out.
You reached with Aaron Maben, actually.
For the wrong reason.
You know, I guess because it was only a few slots. What is it, three slots that they moved up?
But, I mean, the draft value chart is...
You can't go by that.
Bill told us at his press conference that we can go by it.
I think you can use it as a pretty general parameter.
He backed up the value of that.
I don't think there's all that much difference with 30 points, however.
Falcons have made their pick.
That's what I do.
Falcons have made the pick, and we'll find out about what that is in a second.
We stopped.
I thought you were going to say, when we return.
Potting up.
Well, our director is, our producer's left.
Oh, he has? Where did he go?
Scott from Iowa, while we're waiting, says, I'm a longtime listener, first-time emailer. You probably know me as the guy that asked about the M-name streak of Patriot first-round draft picks and asked PFW a while ago.
I like it.
That's well done, because that's exactly why I would remember that. That's why I know you.
Since I'm from Iowa, one thing that got my attention was when Eric mentioned in the draft prospect report that Mitch King could possibly drop some weight and play inside linebacker for the Pats. He is athletic but undersized for defensive tackle. He is said to be a high-motor guy and played under Kirk Ferentz. Mm-hmm. What did the rest of you guys think about doing this, and where in the draft would a conversion prospect like this be of value?
Mid-round. Fifth round or later.
Yeah.
And I would relying very heavily on any recommendation I got from one Kirk Ferentz.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely a high-motor guy. I really like talking to him at the combine. I think he's a hard worker, all that crap you get, but he's just not a defensive lineman or anywhere near one here or anywhere else. He's not fast enough to be an undersized one somewhere else, and he's not big enough to be a two-gapping type lineman here. And if you're going to project him to inside linebacker, that's a huge transition. I mean, Teddy Bruschi is way more athletic than him.
Sean Jensen of the St. Paul Pioneer Press had Percy Harvin for the Vikings at 22 in the writer's mock draft.
It's good stuff.
We had about five or six right on, by the way, which isn't bad, including Aaron Maben at 11. I'm going to give John McClain credit for Brian Cushing. He picked Clay Matthews, but he wanted Cushing, and Cushing was already off the board in our writer's mock draft.
Okay.
But he said he knows that they want Cushing.
PFW Malcolm staff Jenkins. Accurate on Malcolm Jenkins to the Saints, too?
In reality, that wasn't a PFW staff pick.
Fans not
Somebody
all that
Somebody made
ha-
that
oh,
pick
right,
for New Orleans,
right,
but
right,
I was
right.
not allowed to put it in the paper.
Right. Fans not all that happy that we're leaving Everett Brown.
But we did
board.
Make that pick on ours, too. Are you guys just talking about your little mock draft?
Well, maybe we know. Sometimes you like to see how people are doing. Who'd the Falcons take?
We don't know yet. Babbling. Here comes the commissioner.
Hey.
As he saunters.
Try
on.
Not to knock over your Pepsis on your computer.
It's empty.
Over there.
He's plotting.
What is this plotting thing that you keep saying?
You know how.
With the 24th pick in the 2009 NFL draft, the Atlanta Falcons select Hooray Jerry.
Hooray Jerry.
Tackle, Mississippi.
Hooray. So that's how he's.
That hip, hip. Hooray!
So Mike Mayock was correct.
Yeah, he always is. I don't know if you know he has. What is it, what's the phrase he's coined today that they used 100 times?
Oh,
hand in the dirt?
Scheme?
Foot in the dirt?
No.
Foot in the dirt.
No, the first word is scheme.
Scheme?
I forget it. I blogged about it. Go check the blog. It's available now on Patriots.com. It's
I gotta
a very
think,
good blog entry.
I got to think Miami is a candidate to take an outside guy like an Everett Brown, by the way.
Yes, they certainly are, Paul Perillo.
Miami's on the board.
I guess right now, as we speak, the Patriots are fielding trade offers.
Again. Great. Trade down again? It's the whole second round is going to be Patriots picks.
So
and Browns, apparently.
You know,
second round, they're giving them up for nothing.
When
like
Mike Mayock says that the value of this trade isn't that great, I guess Bill Belichick agreed with him.
Who said the value of the draft isn't great?
Mike Mayock.
Oh.
Mike Mayock said it's a terrible draft or something, and Bill said, well, I can't disagree with Mike Mayock or whatever.
From one's lips to the other's ears.
Ears?
If Mike Mayock is saying it.
I thought it was to the other guys.
It's coming
you know
from
what.
Someone else.
Heine.
So,
but Eric's point about the second round, Danny, is they keep trading down. There's going to be a fourth second round pick at some point.
Yeah, but
unless they just give it away for a second.
But it's not just Mike Mayock. I mean, Andy, you were making the point on Thursday with the Pro Football Draft Guide that their high grades this year are like mid-sixes.
Yep. Their high grade was possible Pro Bowler.
Yeah.
And it went down from there. So those guys,
so,
each,
I
it's
mean,
further from.
So that's second grade value.
Right. No
I
question.
Mean, second round value, you know?
But I kind of like Everett Brown and Vontae Davis.
Yeah. Okay. Well, they could be available.
Well, they are going to be. One of them is going to be available, and they're talking about trading out.
Right. And they could still be
Where are you
be
getting
available.
Trading out from? Twitter?
Twitter.
I'm all a Twitter.
You guys that are listening, you need to be following Real Patriots on Twitter because this is where I'm getting this information from. This stuff is coming right from the war room. So
so somebody's in the war room with like a BlackBerry typing this out?
And, you know, someone's monitoring and making sure that they type the right things. But, you know.
That's my guess.
It's interesting. This is a new thing that the Patriots are doing this year. And
all the teams are doing it, and the NFL may step in next year.
The NFL
year.
Is monitoring it.
Yes, they may step in next year.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like they're all that happy that you're devaluing draft coverage.
I don't really think they are.
Is
there one person that was going to watch the draft that isn't now because they can follow it on Twitter?
Maybe. They might have gone to a cookout instead.
I think the NFL has done more damage to their draft watching by putting it on later and later on Saturday.
I agree with you.
They're damaging their own product.
But I think if you can get all the picks very easily and even beforehand, you might not.
Well, you always could. I mean, you know, it's not a, you know, you could, I don't know.
There's no argument for it.
What's
I mean,
he talking yeah, about
you know,
up
and
there.
The young guy.
On a Saturday night, I mean, think about it. You had, if it, when it started at noon, you could make the case that, you know, hey, I'm going to hang out with some friends at noon. Spend a few hours with them, go to a sports bar, watch the draft for a few hours, get the first round out of the way, and right. still have time to do something at night.
Right.
You know, go out drinking or whatever, go to a right. party or something. Right. Now they expect you to put all that off to stay home and watch the draft.
Well, it depends on who they think the demo is. I mean, you could also make the case, oh, it's a beautiful day. Now I could go out, do my lawn work, do whatever, and I can still see the draft at 4 o'clock.
But that would be a better argument for having Twitter. If you started it at noon, because then on a sunny day you could go outside, have your BlackBerry, and still keep up with the draft and not miss anything.
Right. So I don't know. We'll see. I mean, when the ratings come in between ESPN and NFL Network, we'll see what kind of bump they got from last year.
Dolphins have 30
I'm sure they're
going to
tell
here.
Us more people watched it this year than last year because that's just what the TV people do.
Always is.
So, all right. The Miami Dolphins have made a selection, although Goodell's not at the podium yet. Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. It's webradio@patriots.com.
Yeah, the NFL's all upset about the information getting out there too quick, so they can't plug their own things that they have. Rich Eisen with a sprint right up to the camera.
But it said, like, connecting or something. It wasn't even showing anything. I know it does cool stuff because I've seen people on our buses use it to watch highlights, but I think it does something cooler than connecting to network.
I've lost access to
the internet's terrible here. Lost access to the, oh, here it comes again.
Let's see. Andre from Plymouth, New Hampshire. Hey, guys, and Eric. Will Everett Brown be available at 23? Obviously, he
yes.
was.
And so 20, well, maybe.
Yeah, I think he will be.
And 25, anyway.
Yeah.
Let's see. Ben writes in, love the show. Listening to you in London. With time running out, where do you see the Patriots going with their pick? He actually had 23, but we'll change that to 26 now. Defensive end, linebacker, hybrid, or trade?
Looks like trade. Sounds looks like trade to me.
Yeah.
Twitter is saying it's a trade. I am all behind Twitter.
Well, they say they're fielding trades.
No, I was talking about from 23. I had a feeling they were going to trade down from 23.
Okay.
Now they're getting awful close to that second pick. They going to be on the clock back-to-back times?
Could be.
Kansas City?
Could be.
Trade up to get somebody?
Let's see what Miami still hasn't announced who they're
they better make it quick.
Yet. Are they tweeting?
No, here comes the commish.
Here comes the commish.
He's plotting.
He's moving a little faster now.
He's like Brandon Pettigrew running.
He is.
You know?
Or Nick Harris.
Here we go. He's giving teams time to Twitter.
With the 25th pick in the 2009 NFL Draft, the Miami Dolphins select Vontae
Oh boy. Of all the teams, now we got to hear Andy.
Best team in the AFCs just got better.
I don't really believe it, but that's a good pick for them.
He's a good cornerback.
Well, I believe he's a good cornerback. I agree with you.
And you know why they took that? Because they're going to have to defend against all the high-powered offense of the New England Patriots
and the Buffalo
Sanchez
Bills.
Sanchez and the Jets and the, well, the
but
Bills.
I mean,
well, the
I
Bills
also
now with T.O.
That's true.
And
with
T.O.
That's true. Yep, that's true.
But what do we think now that Parcells, Jeff Ireland, and the guy from BU took him, based
Tony
on
Sperano.
All the questions about his character and hardworking and attitude? And does it make you feel like any better about him as a player that those type of people took him?
That
they decided those red flags were not
a little bit
glaring.
But a little bit, but I think.
Because I think of those guys as pretty.
I think they're just like Belichick.
I think
if they don't take a guy, if they take a guy that has some of those questions, I'm assuming they did enough research to not worried about
so
it.
So I was right. Vontae Davis is a good selection.
Okay.
I left Paul speechless there.
Well, I guess we'll have to wait to the next 10 years to see if he can actually play.
Okay, so we're on the clock again. Fred, what does Twitter say?
Adalius Thomas is signing autographs at the draft party.
What does he have to say?
Now, how does that help you?
Huh?
How does that help you as a fan? If you're at the draft party, you could get the autograph.
Otherwise,
I can't get there.
No, but next year you say, I better get there. Look at all the fun they're having.
But couldn't you have gotten that when you read later that Adalius Thomas
was just,
at the draft
It's party? The same thing as someone saying, I just got up and had
go.
Cheerios.
Can't you just let it go?
Can you refresh that? How does that work?
What do you mean?
I want to know if they're still trading. Where's that one?
All right, I'll keep.
I don't give a rat's butinsky about autographs.
Well, that's what the... 5 minutes left on the clock for Patriots.
Not really.
It's 4:42. That's what Twitter's saying, but they're
thought
a little
that
behind
was
there.
Real time.
It said half a minute ago from the web.
So. It's the latency of the internet.
Patriots are on the clock.
Twitter gone by next draft.
Okay, guys.
There's a T next to. I don't know if this.
No, that's
the
how they traded
thing.
In. I think.
Okay.
Well, Everett Brown is still.
Oh, look at on the Patriots table.
Oh, yes,
the draft,
they have the
old helmet.
The old helmet and the new helmet.
Pretty
representing
cool.
Representing the 50th in the old AFL.
Who was the guy with Johnny Rotten?
I didn't look.
See.
Someone I don't really like.
All right, who do the Patriots take here?
Everett Brown.
Or
Ray Malaluga.
Is Darius Butler still available?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm convinced the Patriots won't take Malaluga because he's from USC.
Won't.
What does that mean?
They are out to prove that Pete Carroll doesn't make good decisions.
And the only reason they took Castle was?
Because he decided
he
not
play.
To have him start.
That embarrassed Pete Carroll.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't
no,
you,
I was
I mean,
setting
can
him
you
up.
Make that argument?
I was setting him up for that. Yeah.
You can make an argument. They took a guy
Why
that never
Bill
played
Belichick
at USC,
and
they showed that he could play, and that potentially Carroll made a mistake by playing.
But why does Bill Belichick hate Carroll? Why would he?
I don't know. I just
I'm not,
have
I'm,
this
not
sense.
I'm not falling into his reasoning.
Well,
I'm saying that
just
Castle,
because he followed him here,
since
he would
2000,
hate him?
How many people from USC have we drafted?
Plenty.
Have we? Yeah.
Oscar Lua.
Okay. Was he another guy that didn't play?
Plenty.
Two.
No. Yeah, that might be it. Castle and Lua.
Yeah.
Two.
But how many have we drafted from, anywhere? I mean, there's even the pipeline schools have like three.
How many have we drafted from Georgia?
Robert Edwards.
Not under Belichick.
Not under Belichick.
That was Carroll, the guy who Belichick
Benjamin
hates.
Watson.
Ben Watson.
Watson and Seymour.
Seymour.
Right. So those are good guys.
That's not the point.
All
That's
right.
a Fred Kirsch argument in a nutshell.
Web radio at Patriots.com.
Yeah, they were taken in the first round. The other guys were taken in the seventh, and one just signed a $36 million contract.
We took both of those guys in the first round.
again, the caliber of play, we cannot have this argument on draft weekend.
I need to stop you guys. We can't have this argument.
Coming up
today.
On 2.5 minutes
only,
left.
Only you can have those arguments.
I didn't have an argument today.
Well, you're still looking to trade up here.
Some good players higher up on the board.
Alex wants to know, says we should be watching on ESPN. There's no Deion Sanders and more Boomer.
And more B-O-O doesn't end with an M or E and an R, but Aaron Andrews is doing their interviews right after the podium. It's either Boomer or,
and that's no BS.
Well, last year we had two TVs. Isn't that right?
I don't know. Problem is, we should have ESPN on here. Out there we can see the big one.
Now, let's
did you set the scene here, Paul? I mean, Fred?
We're sitting in the press box in Gillette Stadium in one of the radio booths.
Why did you do that?
So we're in an enclosed booth within the press box overlooking an empty Gillette Stadium.
The Revs game?
The draft party is to our left in the West Club.
And they've been coming through on tours on the opposing sideline.
I think that's over now.
There are still some people sitting in the red seats.
That's because...
they can walk out from the club.
No, the party's not over.
No, the party's not over because the Patriots are on the clock, so everyone's inside looking at their television sets.
Right.
Look at Mariucci's head.
Watching him trade down yet again. We're on the radio, Paul.
Yeah, trade up.
How's that Twitter doing? You got that refreshed?
I'm just going to refresh it now as we speak.
Shouldn't you be, like, holding down the refresh button?
Minute, 15 seconds.
The latency of the web.
And the slowness of our wireless.
Nothing since five. Oh, wait. Patriots are trading the pick to Green Bay.
Good.
Green Bay? Where does Green Bay fit?
We're out of the first round.
We are out of the first round. Son of a.
Wow, Green Bay picks 41st.
32. Green Bay picks 41. So we got that and probably like a future 11th round pick.
Holy mackerel. We don't like anyone in this first round.
Unbelievable.
This is something.
This feels like that other draft where we didn't like anyone after the first round.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not happy. I thought... See, I was right, Paul.
Can we be absolved now of any of our picks, though?
Remember? What did I say yesterday? Everybody assumed when Bill said 20 is like 40 that he meant there were like a lot of 20s. Apparently there were a lot of 40s, and he wants to get near that 40 mark.
I'm going to assume that they're trading to that...
41st or whatever it is?
Yeah.
And what's the difference in the trade value?
Let's see. 26 is 700... And 41 is 490.
Boy, this is kind of a downer.
490. It's a bummer. Yeah, so that's 210 points, which is round three.
Third round pick.
I mean, although we still have all
last time it was.
Yeah. We still have all the picks in the third round. I mean, the second round.
Yeah.
So,
but you don't have a first round pick.
We only had one to begin with.
Most teams only have one to begin with.
No, but I'm just saying, as far as expectations for this day.
No, but I'm just saying, this is a year without a first-round pick.
Yeah. But the action was
When was the last time there was a year without a first-round pick?
You know what that means.
You know who he was?
What?
You know what that means.
Adrian Klum.
The action.
Thursday, they're going to have four guys come
out. Yeah, what are we going to do for the photo shoot where you hold up the number one jersey and there's a first-round pick?
No, they're going to have four number twos.
Yeah, they're going to have a 34, a 47, a 58.
We'll just have to bring in a special pick. That's all.
No, we're going to have four special picks.
What happened to Laugh Track Nick?
He left.
Paul's disgusted. He just got up and
He has spent 5 minutes in here all day.
I know.
I bet he's running next door to tell EI, did you hear they traded?
While you guys were blogging, he's out with his brother.
Right.
Yeah. And then at 5 o'clock, here comes Roger.
There it is, Roger. If they take Everett Brown, I'm going to be pissed.
Traded the 26th pick in the draft to the Green Bay Packers. With the 26th pick in the 2009 draft, the Green Bay Packers select... Clay Matthews.
Oh, okay.
I'm okay with it.
Yep.
I wanted nothing to do with Clay Matthews.
That's good.
Well, they didn't have to pick him if they stayed in that slot.
I know, but it means Everett Brown's still closer to being available at 34.
What is going on with Everett Brown?
I don't know.
I would love to know.
He's the answer to the guy.
He's the question, though.
Yeah.
He's the answer to the question this year. Who slips the farthest?
Right. Well, as far as we're concerned.
And
as far as our lad's concerned, because they had him picked at number 9.
Now, did you guys hear that?
Yeah.
What?
Okay, the announcement.
No.
The first trade was the one that Fred announced. He got the right information. It was 162.
Right.
We've now traded 162 as part of this deal.
Yeah. So we traded.
So we no longer have that fifth round pick.
Okay.
Number 162 to Green Bay for 41, and I don't know exactly what they are, but I think it's 72 and 82.
Oh, so he is kind of lumping them in there.
72.
In the third round.
It's something in the early 70s and something in the early 80s.
It's 73.
Okay, 73 and 82 maybe?
It would be 83.
Okay, then 73 and 83.
73 and 83.
So we now have
four, seven of the top 96.
Oh, my God.
Six?
Wow.
They added a pick in that top 100 range, though.
Right.
Maybe he feels the meat of the draft is late second, early third.
So they've got four in the third, and...
It's a good inning.
And
four in the second.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So now do you feel a little better about
that? No, I want a number one pick.
Wait, we have... Did I miss one?
You said 41, 73, and 83.
But we had two thirds coming in, no?
Right. Oh, did we give up a third?
We added a third.
Right.
So that's three thirds, not four.
No, you said 73. You said 73 and 83.
We had two to begin with in the third.
We had two already. We had two
more.
Oh,
I thought one of these was a second round pick. It's not.
Yeah, no. 41.
41.
You said 41, 73, and 83.
I thought the other one. I think Stacey may have announced that wrong.
So this may not be accurate.
He said 73 and 83.
What about 41?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I thought he announced 73 as a second-round pick.
This is what they put in writing. Okay. Patriots will trade number 26 in the first round and number 162 in the fifth round in exchange for Green Bay's 41, 73, and 83.
Okay.
Right. So that's what Stacey announced.
So four and four, four twos, and four threes. I'm not excited.
I like top prospects.
No. Yeah, but for the value of these
players. I don't want
so now you're telling me they're all third-round picks, which means they're not that good.
No, you're right.
What did Sean Crable do for you last year?
That's true.
What did Kevin O'Connell do for you last year? Absolutely zilch.
And I'll tell you this, too. The round that I would least like to have multiple picks is the third. You know, and that's based on another thing that Belichick once talked about. The third round is littered with guys that have questions.
Right.
They have injury questions. They have
Jasper Brinkley.
They have personality questions. They have toughness questions.
Everett Brown.
They have attitude questions. A lot of them have talent. But that's the round where guys that have question marks, that's the round. So I don't necessarily feel the value of having extra picks in a round that is a crapshoot, more of a crapshoot than any other.
Yeah, but if the value of even these first round guys are like second rounders.
Well, see, why do you just believe that value thing is that's law?
Well, that's what they think.
Who's they?
But
the,
Fred,
the Patriots.
But,
so
why do you automatically accept that is my point.
Look, I'm just saying what they think. This is why they're doing what they're doing, Paul.
Do you think
this is what they think?
Do you think there will not be three Pro Bowlers selected in the first round?
There might be, but they're probably in the top 10.
But you don't know. I mean, my guess is there's a player between 20 and 32 that will make a Pro Bowl.
There might be.
I guarantee it. You want
to
bet?
But, you know, who knows who that will be?
And Bill should.
And as far as the Patriots are concerned, they're saving some money here. You know,
well,
they're not paying.
I really hope that that's not the impetus behind. I hope your first reason is the one.
Well, they're not.
Just don't think these guys are that good.
But I don't like that reason.
I don't like. No, but if they're right, I'm saying if they're right and that's what they think, I certainly hope finances have nothing to do with
it. If he thinks it's that bad, then trade out.
They're not.
I want to see a third next year.
But listen, they're not paying first round money for second round talent.
They're wasting picks.
I'm first saying
round money
I hope,
for first round talent.
I'm hoping the talent isn't first round.
Okay, somebody
talent.
Has drafted the armed forces, according to NFL Network.
So, who did the Packers take?
There, I know. I'm
Packers take Clay Matthews.
Clay Matthews.
All right. It's over there.
Paul's very
30.
Upset. He's getting all red.
I am not upset.
Are you wearing an undershirt under that? Because I get a feeling that shirt's coming off.
Shirt's not coming off, and I'm not wearing it. No one wants to see you with your shirt off.
And I wouldn't take it off.
All right. He makes the throw-up face at me over there.
Because I would throw up if I
saw that.
Oh, my God. But, Fred, the problem with your little theory is if the first-rounders aren't worth first-round talent, then the second-rounders aren't worth second-round. Everybody else is pushed down. So all your thirds are actually fourths and fifths. And what usually happens to fourths and fifths? You cut them. They don't make your team, or they're backups, and they're out of the league in 3 years. I thought this was a pretty good roster that I wanted to add a couple good players. You had two picks in the top 34 in theory.
Andy, you're talking – this, and this is the Patriots thinking, right? Okay, this isn't me saying this.
I understand what you're
obviously
saying.
The Patriots are saying you can't put a square peg in a round hole.
Right.
We're not going to draft a guy that's not worth first round.
Here's
you know,
the pick.
So why are you willing
trade
to draft
for next year?
Pick in the 2009 NFL draft, the Indianapolis Colts select Donald Brown, running back, Connecticut.
Wow. Fred, right. My problem isn't that they don't have any interest in guys in the first round. It's that they have interest in other guys. Just trade out.
That's
if you acquired a pick for next year, I'd be happy.
They are trading out.
But they're still picking players in this draft.
But eventually, who knows? They might end up trading out eventually. Who knows?
Why are they? I just don't understand why it's okay to take a second rounder that's not worth second round value.
But maybe four of them, Paul.
But if Everett Brown is available in the second round.
But you don't think he's worth it, so why take him?
Who said that?
The Patriots, according to you.
Maybe they don't think. No.
He's speaking for the Patriots.
No, you're not listening. I'm saying they obviously don't think he's worth first round. But they would take him in the second round. I don't know.
But if he's available in the second round, he's a second round player. I don't understand why the value is not there for the first round, but if they're in the second round, the value is there. I don't get that.
The value is just not there.
The value is not there. The value of the player is where he gets picked.
Right.
So if no one else takes Everett Brown in the first round, he's not a first round player.
The value has not been there in the first round. That's why they are moving out. In their opinion, these guys aren't worth us picking them in the first round. That's why they're moving out, obviously.
Okay.
Did the Bills make a trade? Because this was the Eagles' pick.
It looks like they did.
Doesn't say trade next.
I have Bills from Panthers through Eagles.
Okay.
So when did that happen?
Our lads has it wrong.
Apparently a while ago, because Paul has it in print. But that's today's thing that he has printed out, so it must have happened earlier today. Didn't see that.
I don't know when that happened.
You got this today,
Oh,
right?
This is from – no, this is the Jason Peters trade.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're right. You're okay. Right. You're right. Yep. Forgot about that.
Come on, Eric.
Forgot about that.
Come on.
Come on.
Good news is we have a million picks of guys that are never heard of. It's good for us. We can do good background stories in the paper. Features on guys people
But Everett Brown's still available. We know plenty about him.
That's true. With the 83rd pick, he'll be.
Ray Maluga's still available.
Maluga,
we know plenty
Jay
about him.
Connor Barwin's still available.
That's what we do. We
load up
Kruger's
on all
available.
These guys. Paul Kruger, Jimmy Davis.
Pat White's still available.
Connor Barwin.
Bear Pascoe, Tom Brady, all the guys that I said were good value picks,
mm-hmm.
we load up on them.
Mm-hmm.
The top seven. Go check out the blog.
All right. Well, the Bills have made a selection. We don't know who it is yet.
That was quick.
They don't Twitter?
Oh, Ralph Wilson doesn't Twitter.
No.
Ralph Wilson can't spell
difficult
Twitter.
Proposal to Twitter.
I really don't understand it.
let's see some emails here.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about those.
Yeah, so did Fred.
Let's see. John says, in my ignorance, I thought you guys would have the info on the Pats picks. Unfortunately, it must have come on too late. Now I find I have to listen to your babble from 6 till the pick. I can get that probably from Nesson.
So go to Nesson.
Well, the Patriots haven't picked anyone yet, John. So
which John is this? Is this
I don't
John?
Know.
I don't know. Tell him to go to Nesson.
Probably in L.A.
Go see what's on Nesson right
I
now.
I can't because he's watching Nesson.
I know what's
go
on
Go watch
John
Nesson
LA.
Right now and tell me how Charlie Moore Outdoors is doing with his friend catching fish.
Here comes Roger Goodell with the Buffalo Bills pick.
Commissioner with the pick.
Hopefully they don't screw this one up.
Squarely in the focus of everybody
they did their
here
first
in Radio
one.
City.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
With
Everett
the 28th
Brown.
Pick in the 2009 NFL draft, the Buffalo Bills select Eric Wood, center, Louisville.
Wood. Two centers in the first round? What's going on?
And there wasn't supposed to be one taken until 32.
And I remember when I was talking to that guy from Pittsburgh for the writer's mock draft, the guy who knew absolutely everything about the draft, he was trying to decide between those two guys. He's like, there's no way. You know, they'll have their pick of the litter, one of those interior linemen. Here they go. Two of them are off the board.
Good God.
Yeah, they had the centers were good. When I watched the tape, I thought like the top three or four rated centers were good.
They were good, but I didn't expect them to go in the first
players.
Round.
Right. But they're good. That's a big
oh
boy, a giant shirt.
Wow.
Andy, what do you think of that Donald Brown pick for Indy?
Good pick. You got Joseph Addai injury. I think he's a good versatile back that'll have a lot of success in their system. I had read some stuff that they may be looking for a guy to share carries with Addai because they feel like they can't count on him.
I agree with that mentality. I just think you can get a guy that can share carries with Addai
in
the fifth
rounds.
Round.
Yeah.
Could be.
Plus, I don't think Donald Brown's a first-round running back in the National Football League.
Well, I didn't think Joseph Addai was a first-round running back in the National Football League, and he was, and he was a productive one.
Polian's
got
a pretty good eye
that
for talent.
System. You very good eye for talent.
Well, I actually wrote that in the little thing I just said.
When he drafts a guy in the first round, it's pretty close to Bill drafting a guy in the first
he
round.
He does a great job of personnel, I think, as a rule.
But neither guy is Kevin Colbert.
I think that if you're Indy, you have to pick a defensive player, I think.
Ross from Twickenham. I don't know where that is, but he says he wants to know who we think are our top-rated prospects that are still on the board.
Everett Brown.
Top-rated prospects still on the board.
Everett Brown. Ray Mauluga.
Wait a minute. There aren't any. There's no first-round players in this
That's
draft.
True. Well, I'll let
no,
you know
we
when
didn't
you get
ask
to the second.
The Patriots thought.
No. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh. I missed the point when the Patriots started talking.
Why do you get so upset about this, Paul?
Because I know it bothers you.
Ray Mauluga we like.
Yep.
Alphonso Smith.
DJ Moore.
I will be honest. Now, we are to the point, aside from Mauluga and Everett Brown, Beanie Wells, I'm not in love with.
I hate Beanie Wells.
We are to the point where I think they're second-round picks. Eben Britton, James Laurinaitis, early second round, Alfonso Smith.
Oh, Laurinaitis, yeah.
Kenny Britt, Darius Butler.
Barwin.
Oh, yeah.
Maluga.
Mike Mayock. I thought Bill Belichick went to Darius Butler's pro day, so I got Darius Butler 23. Apparently, Darius just because he went to his pro day doesn't mean he's going to draft him 23, Mike.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Brian wants to know
Scheme diverse.
Brian wants to know, what is the Patriots official Twitter account? It is Real Patriots.
4001.
So Real Patriots. Is
we can hope.
Murray from Halifax, Nova Scotia. The thing I hate now is that the number one picking team signs the player before they even pick. Takes all the drama out of it. If it's a horse race for the number one pick.
Well, it's a horse race for the number two pick.
So.
Still racing.
Plus, there really is no drama over who the number one pick is going to be 99 years out of 100.
But there is drama as to when the Patriots will make a selection this season.
I'm saying they're going to do it at 34.
They will make that pick.
They will make that pick.
I say they trade it back to the Chiefs.
Let's see. John in South Carolina says, so trading out completely kills the chance of Peppers? If so, I am officially worried about our defense next season. Who will fill the gap Vrabel left?
Jason Taylor.
Everett Brown when he's available at 34.
Both of them. Jason Taylor and Everett Brown. I think they're going to sign Jason Taylor.
Todd Porter says, if 20 to 40 are the same, why not move down and pay less?
Well, that's clearly the theory they're going with.
Seems like that's what they're doing.
But if 40 is – if it's a draft where one stinks and this – then 40 stinks. They're all pushed down.
Fred, you don't think they're stockpiling all these things to send stuff to Carolina, do you?
No.
We'll give you four second-round picks for Julius Peppers.
In a bad draft.
I don't know.
We'll give you 167.
We'll give you two twos and two threes.
How many picks have they acquired today? Two?
Well, they acquired two with Baltimore. Well,
no, one.
One with Baltimore, yes. And two from
Green. No, they didn't acquire one with Baltimore because they traded it.
I was going in chronological order. They acquired one but then gave it up. And then they acquired the extra two.
They acquired
from
the extra
Green
two,
Bay.
73 and
so
83.
So 73 and 83.
They added those two.
Adam says Twitter two. Is much faster than you guys. They have all the details. Why listen to you?
So don't.
Don't.
Wow.
So go
to
away,
Twitter.
Idiot.
No, he had a little smile.
Go to Twitter.
Get 120 characters worth of information.
And probably it's 140.
Sorry.
And probably watch Nessun while you're Twittering.
Let's see.
Catherine Tappan's on, not a bad decision on your part.
Well, if that's an option, I'm out.
Cedric says he is mad, real mad. He wanted a number one pick. If Ray is gone, I am going to be pissed off, and I am already.
Well, what are these people going to do, though, if they get Everett Brown, Ray Maluga, James Laurinaitis, and Darius Butler? What if they get all these guys?
That's right.
Well, then I'll say Giants have a pick.
Chris says they're loading up for Peppers.
This has got to be a wide receiver,
pick in the 2009 NFL draft.
I think so, Knicks.
The New York Giants select
Kenny Britt.
Hakeem Nicks.
Yes, got that.
Wide receiver, North Carolina.
Just in the Knicks of time.
All right, so the Giants actually did what people expected them to do. That's pick a wide receiver.
Well, they got rid of the other one.
Okay. Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. Alex from Scotland, do you guys think that the Patriots are trading out of the first round in order to have extra cap room to get Julius Peppers?
That's a possibility.
I guess, but they don't.
I'm going to leave that as a possibility.
It's not really extra cap room. It's less carving away you'd have to do with it. What's that saying? Got to take where a scalpel is useful or something, a machete? Isn't that what Obama wanted to do, take a machete where you need a scalpel? Mm. They would need a machete to get Julius Peppers under the cap.
Nick from the UK has the same question. Does not taking a first-round player create cap room? Sorry if it's a dumb question. It's not a dumb question.
It's not a dumb question, but it doesn't create a ridiculous amount of cap room.
Yeah, there's a very negligible difference, I think, in the cap hit between late first-round picks and second-round picks.
Yeah, now if you were going to trade out the first three picks in the first round,
yes.
Now you're – picking up, about the money that they just gave to Stafford.
No, don't think about that money.
Why?
Because the first pick to the 23rd pick is
negligible. I said the first three rounds. If you're trading out, the first three picks.
Oh, I think you said the first three rounds.
I'm sorry.
No, he said picks, but I think you took it as rounds.
Because they need a lot of money to get Peppers.
No, that's what I'm saying. I agree with you.
But if you add up the second, the third, and the first round pick at 23, 34, it's not getting you Peppers. It gets you a little bit closer, but it's not getting you Peppers.
Andy, 9 points, four assists, two rebounds from J.J. Barea and another Mavericks victory tonight.
Useless information from Paul Perillo, courtesy of Northeastern.com.
Mavs up 3-1 over the Spurs.
This segment sponsored by NAMBLA.
Bob from New Hampshire. I would always, always rather have 2 second-round picks versus one first-rounder.
You already had 2 second-round picks. In fact, you had 3.
Players get injured, and first-rounders are too expensive. 3 players of the 7 drafted in the first 100 should make the team, even if the other 4 don't. This will keep the salary cap reasonable for any other deals coming up before the summer. I believe that if Bill Belichick doesn't see a top-notch first-rounder, he likes to stack them up in the future. He has been burned by bad recent high picks, Maroney, Chad Jackson. Look for some decent linebackers getting picked.
I agree with all of that. And I'll never question Bill Belichick because he obviously knows a hell of a lot more about football, the draft, the board, and everything.
I agree.
But I'm left a little a little wanting.
Todd says, Paul is forgetting you have to set up your board horizontally and
vertically.
Oh, Pat White. That'll be something that'll give us a little intrigue to talk about at some point.
Red Sox, Yankees, not quite that pitcher's duel that Burnett and Beckett was supposed to be.
9-9 in the seventh.
Wow. That was a good game last night, too, huh?
The comeback. Did you see the comeback?
I turned it off in the 10th.
Really?
Yeah. I was tired. I knew they were going to win.
Nothing gets by Fred. Yeah. Game-tying home run off Mario Rivera.
Two-run homer should tie the game off the best closer of all time.
Yeah,
that was a good game.
Brian in Brighton says, personally, I think Belichick will be dumping some seconds and thirds to try to pick up a first next year.
Great.
As far as I can remember, he always tries to keep 2 picks in the first round. This is the first year in a while that we only had 1 pick in the first. We had 2 last year, but we lost 1 of them. This would be consistent with both Fred and your arguments. Also, if the entire league things 20 to 40 area, all good picks, this would be easy picking. Anyway, if possible, I would like to get some thoughts on who other teams are picking. Fred, I have to agree that this Twitter feed for the Pats is actually pretty cool, says Brian in Brighton.
I don't get it. I don't like it.
I would agree with the theory, by the way, that Fred, that you're throwing out there.
I don't even remember.
Yeah, I figured you wouldn't, but I just wanted to say that I agree.
Well, it wasn't Fred. It was the Patriots talking.
Paul.
No, the fact that I think there are some guys at least that are going to be available with some of these second-round picks that you were at least thinking about in the first round. Whether or not they were first-round players, we don't know. But there's going to be at least some of them available. They pick at 34 and 41. I mean, that's not that far now. We're only talking about, what, 3 more picks?
Right.
4 more picks.
4 more picks.
Yeah. So someone's going to be available that you had to at least have been considering at 23.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
So things
or
are
none.
Things are going to get
– they might have been gone when you were at 23, and that's why you started diving down the board.
Well, I'm assuming that. If there was someone that you loved at 23.
No, I think – I mean, if Fred's right and they have 5 guys, maybe all 5 were gone and Bill said, I'm out.
Well, what I'm talking about. They may have had someone – or 2 in mind at 23 that they would have picked at 23 that were gone. But the guys that they were thinking about, if they couldn't trade down, remember a couple of years ago when they ended up making the trade with I forget who.
San Francisco.
It was San Francisco. I think you're right.
Joe Staley.
Yes. And they were talking about, you know, basically the choice was, I think Bill said, you know, do you take Chris Houston?
Or a first-rounder next year.
Or a first-rounder next year. Well, we like a first-rounder next year. We don't think Chris Houston is valued there.
Right.
And that might be the situation. There was guys they were thinking about taking if they couldn't make a trade. But
I like that type of trade better. That's what I said. If we had acquired picks, I get the feeling this draft sucks.
I bet you
he agreed with Mike Mayock when Mayock said it sucks, and now I'm getting the feeling it sucks, and we have a ton of picks in a draft that sucks.
I'll bet that's what they tried to do and they couldn't do it. They couldn't trade into the next year.
Because I would have felt differently. Okay, he didn't like the first round.
I'm bummed out because I wanted to make the – you know, I want to make the picks. Right. You get excited about the draft.
Yeah. Now you got the guy holding up number 34 and 47.
Now we don't have any special picks.
No.
Will there not even be a press conference?
They're special, all right.
There may not be.
Different special.
But it's a good thing we're not running the team or else we'd be, you know, picking guys that aren't worth the slots that they're being picked in.
I see no proof that I would have
Or I would have found a guy that was
6 Super Bowls in the last 6 years.
But again, you can't put a square peg in a round hole. You can't make a guy worth it. He's either worth it or isn't.
Right.
All right, so just out of curiosity.
And Fred will let you know 6 years later, because it's always better, more accurate to assess a draft 6 years later.
I'm talking about in their opinion, Paul.
But no, I was going to start by saying this is an intentional devil's advocate, just to see if I can make your head come right off your shoulders.
This usually leads to a bad argument.
No, but what if there's a guy that gets taken right now that is one of the game's premier players for the next 10, 15 years?
It could happen.
That's not value?
No, but of course
but
it is.
But you just say it in a blanket
but got,
thing.
But you got to go by what you think at this point right. in time.
Doesn't mean it's right. We right. can think something different.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I can think Everett Brown was worthy of nine where your boys at Our Lads had him.
That's right. So, you know, but this is what they're thinking, obviously.
Andre
right.
Tippett was the second right. guy taken in the second
that
round.
That talk I had with him the other day, if you slide the guy in the second round into the first round, that draft looks different.
Once you set your board, your value chart, you have to trust it.
But we understand that they set their board, and this is what they thought. But could they be wrong?
Absolutely. Okay, they have
been
wrong.
That's the first time I've ever heard you say that in that
Oh,
year.
Stop it.
That was a, stop not that they have been wrong, that they could
stop.
Be.
Stop.
You know that list's names as well as I do, Paul.
I mean, my point being is we just say, well, they don't think they're worth it. Well, what if they're wrong?
What if? Of course.
We don't bring that up as a possibility.
I do.
But okay. Obviously every –
Fred doesn't bring it up as a possibility.
Of course they could be wrong, but we're trying to analyze – we're trying to simply analyze why they're doing what they're doing.
That's, because they
right.
don't like
– We're not saying they're right or they're wrong, but this is obviously what they think and this is why they're doing it.
Right.
That's all. Now,
doesn't mean
Chad
I
Jackson
like
was obviously not worth – You know, moving around to get into the second, you know, second round high to get him, but they thought he was, and they were wrong. They think that these guys are not worth being taken in the first.
I would never, but I would never kill them. I mean, especially with their track record, because they pick more quality players in the draft than not. So I'm not, I wouldn't kill them if they picked a guy and the guy didn't end up being great. That's not what I'm concerned. I think that happens to every team. What I'm saying is their philosophy is obviously. To move down because they don't want to pick anybody. They don't think the value is there. And I mean, if there's 8 or 10 guys that go in this span of 10, 12 picks that end up being really good players, they were wrong.
They were wrong. But also, I mean, they might think that these guys that are available that we like right now will be available when we're picking in the top of the second round. So why – You know, why pick them before we have to?
No, okay. We can move. Andy's getting mad because Andy's not involved.
I'm just not listening.
No, he's burned out already.
Meanwhile, the Titans have been
at 2 o'clock. He was bouncing around like a kid on caffeine.
Playing the role of Brian Morey. Right. Is Andy Hart.
The Titans have made a pick. But I blame Bill. Commissioner's not yet at the podium.
I wouldn't have lost my gas if they'd made a pick.
We don't want you to lose your gas.
Sure.
Please don't. This
I
is
do
a small
right now,
room.
And I'm stunned you guys have not been
Here
aware
comes
of it.
Goodell.
I'm far enough
With
away.
With the 30th pick in the 2009 NFL draft, the Tennessee Titans select Kenny Britt, wide receiver at Rutgers.
A lot of receivers coming off the board in this draft.
All right, guys, listen. There's Everett Brown, obviously, Ray Maliuga, Paul Kruger. Anybody like Paul Kruger?
Darius
Butler.
Eric does
more
like
so
Paul
than
Kruger.
Any man should like another.
But that's not quite uncommon, Bam.
James Laurinaitis, Chris Beanie Wells, Eben Britton, Afonso Smith.
Chris Beanie Wells is right on the verge of being great value because the guy is big and fast and physically gifted and a risky pick.
The good news is if we can keep trading down, we might not make a pick before 9.
Yeah. Max Unger is a highly rated guard out of Oregon. Ziggy Hood, defensive tackle out of Missouri. Connor Barwin, a lot of people thought that Patriots should pick him, an outside linebacker. Darius Butler
round.
Is still available.
Darius Butler, Everett Brown.
And from what I've read, Brian Robiski, the wide receiver, might be the most NFL-ready receiver at this point.
Because of his dad?
That may be accurate, but he's not anywhere near the most talented receiver in this draft.
So
the question is, will Everett Brown be a first-round pick when he was projected by Our Lads as the 9th best player in the draft?
That's true.
That he is 2 slots left before
he
becomes,
go to Pittsburgh and be on the opposite side of James Harrison.
Then I'll say Andy Hart, right? Well, they have Lamar Woodley and Lawrence Timmons.
But Ray Maliuga. How about Ray Maliuga?
Ray Maliuga would not be a terrible pick for the Pittsburgh Steelers. A young, they got the outside guys, develop an inside guy.
What do the Cardinals need?
Running
Cardinals
back.
Could use a running back
Beanie
by
Wells.
The name of Beanie Wells.
That would
and
be a terrible
Paul,
pick.
It's shaking out the way PFW's mock draft kind of had it, that Ray Maliuga was
not
out of the
first
round.
Pick.
Guys did a phenomenal.
You're in good shape right now because whether he gets picked now or not is irrelevant.
It is.
Your point was,
was
well taken.
And I had Beanie Wells going.
Your argument of, oops, I forgot, was
not a strong one, but accurate.
Beanie Wells to the Cardinals we have here.
So Everett, where did I got to get my PFW.
Everett Brown actually got taken. We just weren't paying attention.
He actually changed his name to
Malden.
Pariah Jerry.
Change it to Malden.
What was it? Para? The I is silent, right?
Para.
Para Jerry?
Hip, hip.
Para Jerry.
It's Per-A-Jerry.
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 Fred obviously wasn't listening at all for the last 2 minutes and heard that last thing.
No, but I want to look up.
Otherwise, you would have put a stop to that
Everett
a
Brown
long time before that.
And see what our friends at Pro Football Weekly had to say about him. Because I think he's a stunning – I think he's the best pass – first-round talent. Thanks. summary, possesses a physical skill set to intrigue 4-3 teams as a right end or 3-4 teams as a rush linebacker. Showed up surprisingly shorter at the combine than many teams expected and might not have the length desired in a prototypical rush linebacker, but still boasts elite first-step quickness, natural pass rush ability, and pure speed to consistently bend the edge at the next level.
Is it possible that that size might be what Belichick doesn't? Because that's generally been an important thing for him.
Certainly, but I would get back to your Dwight Freeney.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's 6'1
absolutely.
And a half.
And you guys said he wasn't
256 pounds.
Listen, I like Everett Brown. You don't have to sell me on him.
Everett Brown is far more proven than Aaron Maven. At 30 pounds heavier.
I liked Everett Brown better, more than Aaron Maven. I did.
You just want to have.
What do I want to have?
I don't know. I didn't know where I was going.
Steven from Rhode Island writes in, the Peppers talk needs to end. Not only does Peppers want too much money, and not only does Carolina probably not really want to trade him, and not only are they probably looking for more than the Pats want to give, but he hasn't even signed with Carolina. So.
Just out of curiosity, what is Julius Peppers looking for salary?
Nobody knows. I don't know.
So I guess he wants too much. What is Carolina what is Carolina looking in return?
Nobody knows.
Well, I guess they're asking for too much.
Well, I heard a second-round pick because they didn't want a first-round.
I mean, the only thing that would concern me for the Patriots is the cap space. Because by all accounts, the Patriots don't have a ton of cap space. So regardless of what Julius Peppers is looking for, unless he was going to sign a veteran minimum, I don't see how you could fit him in.
Doesn't fit.
But beyond that, I haven't seen anything from Peppers to say what his demands are, or from John Fox as to what their demands are to get him.
Nobody knows.
Bob, the webmaster's here. We're all set.
Bob says, whoever is saying because round one is bad, then all the other rounds are downgraded is stupid. It is based on the actual abilities of the players. If, in fact, the skills of the players between 20 and 60 are evaluated as equal, then it really doesn't matter where in that range they pick.
All right, listen, I'm gonna go. Do you honestly think that the 20th player in this draft is evaluated exactly the same as the 60th player in the draft?
Well, it depends on who's saying who's 20 and who's 60.
Bill. Let's just say Bill. Let's just say it's Bill's projection.
Depends who says it.
Do you think Bill's projections of number 20 is the same exact as number 60?
Obviously not.
Okay.
Martha says everyone needs to calm down, and Bill we trust. He has a plan. Every offseason and draft, everyone freaks out, but the plan has yet to fail.
No, we haven't even made a pick yet. Who's freaking out?
Me.
There's plenty of time for that.
I wanted a first-round pick.
There's plenty of time for that between noon and 2 tomorrow.
Another person, Taz in Toronto, also thinks that maybe they're trading down to get a package deal for Peppers. It seems like there have been good guys there, so it seems they always planned on trading down. Maybe that will make Andy happen. I think she
happy.
Means happy, or he means that happens. Plus, there are rumors that Bolden for a second and change, Braylon, lots can happen. And what did you guys think about English going so early? I think the Chargers must have been listening to you guys since you made English seem like the best outside linebacker.
It wasn't
and
just
they
us.
Copied.
Well, we thought us. Everett Brown was better than Larry English.
Exactly.
Or yeah. I won't say we. I thought
did.
Everett
I
Brown
yes.
was the
you
best pass rusher in the draft.
I yes. can't argue with you on that. I thought the same thing.
And Larry right. English is gone. And
I even
Everett
thought
Brown
he was better than Arakpo.
I did too. Certainly more consistent, had better moves, had a greater repertoire of moves.
The reason we weren't talking about Brown was because we didn't think he'd be available.
You know what is funny? I mean, this morning I was watching some of the NFL Network before I came in, and Jamie Dukes, who I don't think anybody really thinks all that much of, that really wasn't nice. But anyway, he was going on this long thing. We're talking about San Diego, and he was saying, you look at what happened to them last year. They lost Sean Merriman. They could not get after their quarterback. Their quarterback sacks went down precipitously. He used that word. And he's saying, I think they have to find a way to put pressure on the outside, get some outside linebacker help, and get after the passer. And I'm thinking to myself, but Merriman's coming back
mm-hmm.
and they still have Sean Phillips, right?
I was going to say, Sean Phillips was equally as impressive.
And I'm saying, why on earth would that be their number one priority? And sure enough, they take Larry English, who is exactly what Jamie Duke said they should take.
Real Patriots have just Twittered. The Patriots now have four second-round picks, 34, 41, 47, 58, and four third-round picks, 73, 83, 89, and 97. Also a fourth, a fifth, and 2 sixths, and 1 seventh. So
okay.
A lot of action coming up, we hope, for the sake of the show.
Well, at some point, I mean, they get him. Yes, they don't. I'd be actually happier if they traded him to next year, if they think very little of this draft.
No, and that's what they did a couple years ago.
Yeah, I'd like him to do it now.
So what did you say, a fourth, a fifth, 2 sixths, and a seventh?
Oh, God, you're going to make me go back to that?
No, never mind. All right. I didn't realize you had run through the 120 characters already.
Harry in Maryland. Oh, it's 140.
I got him to stop.
You could reach the point where not all picks can be listed in one tweet.
Ready? Four in the second round. 34, 41, 47, 58. Four in the third round. 73, 83,
bingo.
89, 97. Also, a fourth, a fifth, 2 sixths, and a seventh.
Cardinals have selected.
Who?
Don't know. Here's
Everett
Roger.
Everett Brown.
There's no way they'll take 11 guys.
Beanie Wells.
Here comes Roger.
Here
comes Roger.
Plotting to the podium.
Plotting. Meandering.
Come on, Beanie. It's a good pick.
With the 31st pick in the 2009 NFL Draft, the NFC champion Arizona Cardinals select Chris Wells, running back.
We're hot. PFW in progress right again.
We are hot.
Andy, you say good value at that slot.
Yeah, because he's big. He's relatively fast. I'm scared of him, but if you're a Super Bowl team and you can get a running back built like that, I take the chance.
And
it's a need.
I mean, it looks like James
Young
is done.
Had a pretty good mock draft.
I just didn't want him, like, up in the teens or, you know, like, as the 14th pick
in the
draft.
You know what that earned you? Another trip to the combine next year.
All right, so the Super Bowl champ Pittsburgh Steelers are on the
Who's the net? Max Unger?
Everett Brown.
Is he good enough?
Max Unger's good.
Is Max Unger good enough to take three of those guys in the first round?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Top heavy center position.
They wanted an interior lineman.
Well,
according to the best draft guy I've ever listened
to. Of those guys, I like
provided
Max
that
Unger.
He wasn't completely full of poop.
Well, I like Unger the best. Could go Phil Lodeholt or Duke Robinson.
Or Herman Johnson.
Harry in Maryland writes in, it will be okay. Lots of players still available that were supposed to be available at 23.
They're talking us off the ledge.
Yeah.
But I'm not even on the ledge.
I'm a little bit on the ledge. I'm not on the ledge at all.
I'm not on the ledge about what they've done. I'm just disappointed they haven't picked anybody yet. That's all.
Because we want to talk about
something. Yes, that's it. I don't think what they've done is bad.
Okay, who are the?
I don't either.
Harry wants to know, who are the top five players still available on each of your boards?
Everett Brown. Ray Mauluga.
Yep. Fred keeps saying it and he laughs.
Darius Butler is a good one.
Who else is left?
Connor Barwin.
But wait a minute. Are you going position?
Get Connor freaking Barwin
right,
off the
DJ
list.
DJ Moore.
Are we picking positions or are we picking players?
Players.
Because you can't, I mean.
Players.
Evan Britton's probably there, if you're talking just flat out players.
I don't like
players.
Evan Britton.
What about Alfonso Smith? I keep mentioning him.
Alfonso Smith is probably there.
I like DJ Moore better.
I actually like Yaman Meredith better than Evan Britton.
I like Yaman Meredith, too.
I like Yaman Meredith.
We're going to take him.
Brian Mandeville is available.
Well,
that Ziggy Hood guy that they supposedly liked is
I don't
available,
like
right?
Hood. Yep.
Yes, he is.
Still there.
So he's a guy of a value pick. That Michael Johnson guy was a riser and a faller and a move all around guy.
Yep. Georgia Tech defensive end.
So he
very much like Jason Taylor.
An interesting guy.
That's what I wrote in
so
my
So they
analysis.
Bring them together.
Mm-hmm. Laurinaitis.
Laurinaitis. Good one.
Just
ball.
So you know, regardless of what they. Well, Everett Brown I still like.
William Moore.
If Everett Brown William goes Moore. To a team other than the Patriots and they don't sign Jason Taylor, I have serious reservations about the defense.
Mike wants to know, what's the Rashad vendetta Johnson? Against Mike Mayock? Okay, I know he comes across as a bit of an ass and probably has a head too big for his shoulders.
That's probably it in a nutshell. But, I don't think you need to go any further.
But he gets a lot of the picks right, breaks prospects down for regular guys like us, and keeps the other schmucks from blabbing when they have even less of a clue.
That's true.
I will say that he can break down the guys much better than most of these guys can. As far as hitting the picks, to me, there's no question in my mind he's getting them fed right through his headset.
You think so?
I don't think he's nailing anything.
Well, I don't know.
His mock
that.
Draft isn't the same as what he says.
And by the way,
he does a mock draft on Saturday morning. It's not the same as what he says when the picks
are coming. Here's the Steelers pick.
Here come the Steelers pick, the last pick of the first round.
If he takes Everett Brown, it's guaranteed.
Max Unger.
With the 32nd pick in the 2009 Over NFL Unger. Draft, the Pittsburgh Steelers, world champion Super Bowls champion, select Evander Hood, defensive tackle,
Missouri. Okay. So they went D-line, though.
So Ziggy Hood for the Steelers, And round two starts. The Detroit Lions are on the clock.
I think that's a bad pick. I don't think that he fits.
I think they
could have
done better.
Well,
I think they could have done better.
Let's see what I wrote about Ziggy.
I mean, I didn't think he was a bad player, but he, I don't know. I just maybe Casey Hampton insurance down the road.
Maybe.
Yeah, 3-4 defensive end, Paul.
So no, not even Casey Hampton insurance. I don't like that.
Fights the double team well, finishes, closes, and pass rush. He's a good player. Uses his height to his advantage.
Powerful and quick, gets his hands up, secure tackler. Yeah, it's okay. First rounder? Yeah.
So
well,
Everett
I'm not
Brown.
Killing him for that. It's
Everett Brown
last
is
pick
the guy.
The first round.
Yeah. I'd love to know why. I'd love to know why he is still available.
Ernest Shazor, wasn't that his name?
You know,
Shazor.
Brian from Honolulu,
from Michigan.
Darnell Bing. Guys who.
Felger's yelling louder and louder in that
God.
Booth next
yes,
door.
He needs to be
we
quiet.
That? You know why, Fred?
Why?
He sees you. He gets wound up. He's looking for a little rekindling of that yeah. Fridays with Felger.
I'll go with him.
Where?
I wish you would.
I'll throw down. Brian says, given
and, we'll throw up.
And Brian's from Honolulu, given where we are stockpiling
Aloha.
Picks, do you have an opinion about David Vaikun, who's a defensive tackle outside linebacker from Hawaii? He was forecasted to go late second
yeah.
or early third round.
So by Patriots, he might be available in the fifth.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he could actually be of value.
I don't know. Fred, stop.
Well,
stop.
Just stop.
Just stop.
Such snide comments.
I'm just kidding.
Let's see. Chris Real just pick. Got
first
home.
First time you met me?
Chris just got home and saw
comment.
That the Patriots traded the first round pick twice. What did they get from the Ravens and then the Packers?
We didn't have any video of it.
Are we on the clock right now? It's according
no,
to that NFL
Detroit
network. It says Patriots.
It does say Patriots on the clock.
Pick 34. Well, then Detroit made a pick? What
Detroit must have picked.
Let's see. Steelers picked Hood. Let me go to the second round.
ESPN
here.
Still has Detroit
the
on the clock.
The clock just started, according to that scroll on NFL Network. So
this has Detroit. Yeah.
It could be the wrong logo
yeah,
up there.
Yeah, they you might know. Have the wrong logo up
it
there.
Says pick
no,
34.
It says pick 34. I mean, it'd be hard to mess up both. Apparently Detroit made a selection. I don't know who.
No,
what did I say?
No. I've still got the
Lions.
Might,
that might just be a mistake.
Evan
Britton.
They might have just clicked it forward.
They
once.
Picked Evan Britton or Yamon Meredith.
I think those
that
picks
would be
make
good
sense.
Picks.
And I like what they're doing out there
yep.
in Detroit.
They're
I said that about 5 years ago. Didn't pan out.
Protecting their $42 million guaranteed investment at quarterback.
Bust.
The teams that pick all the guys in the mid-rounds that we heard of are the guys that we like what they're doing there. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Teddy Lehman.
I think he's dead.
Couldn't play, but you know they got him in like the third round. Good pick there.
Let's see. Jeff, a.k.a. Taz, reminds us that Pro Football Weekly predicted Everett Brown would slip out of the first round.
They did. And according
not
to,
according to that book, which Andy's reading right now, Pro Football Weekly Draft.
I don't know. Did they? Where?
He said first round talent, right?
Oh, yeah. And PFW, mock draft, Raymel Luga, not a first rounder. Turned out to be accurate.
Eric, I don't know how many references you're going to make to the mock draft, but you did a nice job. And I told you, just be prepared to go to the combine again next year.
Pro Football Weekly has Everett Brown as their 14th best overall prospect, regardless of position.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Right. Maybe there's something that
so our lads had him 9 and PFW, the fake PFW, had him
right.
14.
Right.
And he's going to go at least 34.
34.
So yeah. Now Ray Anderson
good
takes
value.
Over for Ray Anderson of the NFL takes over for Goodell announcing the picks from
so
right.
say world champion
Lions
Super Bowl.
Select Louis Delmas, defensive back, Western
interesting.
Michigan.
Interesting.
All right, okay, Louis Delmas from Western Michigan.
Safety.
Yep.
Nice player. I like Will Moore better, but
I agree with that.
Very interesting. TG and NJ says, where do the Pats have more success? With players from the waiver wire, free agents, or the draft? I thought Belichick didn't like last year's draft also. What does this mean? College football is not producing players that are suited to play in the NFL? I'm confused.
No, 2 years ago.
Yeah, it was 2 years ago they
yeah, he, I think he
ended up
the
with
draft
like
last
what,
year.
Six
yeah.
picks?
He tried to overhaul his defense last year.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
None of the players except Merriweather from that class are still on the team 2 years ago.
Is something wrong with your mic, Andy?
Why, you can't hear me?
No, I can hear you, but not as loud as you were before.
I think that's just he ran out of gas.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Larry the Drunk writes in, surprised the Vikes took Percy Harvin so high,
yeah.
He was chilling in his own private green room. Puff, puff.
Oh, I see what he did there.
Yeah, evidently, Fred, Percy Harvin came out and was really public saying first of all, admitting that he did it, not doing that nonsense about saying, you know, it wasn't me and all that stuff and making excuses, and said that any team that picked him could do so safe in the not. He agreed to be drug tested every day if that's what it took to convince teams that he wasn't a drug problem, drug user.
Worked.
So
it worked.
Yeah. I guess that kind of stuff shot him back up into the first round from when he had slipped.
Took the Luis Castillo.
Here's a selection for the Patriots.
We hope. Let's see.
Oh, what's Twitter say? Yeah, what does Twitter say? Refresh
all right,
it.
We stop.
Here he comes. Pot it up.
Refresh!
With the 34th pick in the 2009 NFL Draft,
Patrick Chung.
The New England Patriots select Patrick Chung, defensive back, Oregon.
Happy about that.
The safety I like the least out of the top ones.
Wow.
I don't like him at all.
Wow.
Patrick Chung.
So the Patriots' first pick of the 2009 draft comes in the second round, number 34 overall, Patrick Chung, who is listed as a strong safety from Oregon.
5'11", 212, does a little returning.
Well,
I kind of liked him.
First question I have is, what does that tell you about Rodney Harrison's plans?
Well, regardless, they still need it. I mean,
yeah, but what does that tell you?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Absolutely nothing. No.
Okay.
It doesn't.
Okay.
Small but quick and aggressive. Around the ball a lot. Okay, tackler. Returns punts. Some versatility.
Freddie.
Like him, didn't love him.
You know what you'll like?
Yeah.
51 career starts.
Oh, that's good.
I can't hear myself.
So he's a four-year starter?
He's considered a leader, too, right?
Yeah, four-year starter. Yeah. I've learned that four-year starter in this draft means 51 career starts. There was at least, I would say, 8 to 10 guys, like Clint Sintem is one. They all started 51 career games.
Right.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. It's a lot lower than it was
I don't know
before.
If I'm hearing you from the mic.
Did you move your mic?
Why do you got to be so mean?
Can you hear me better? Oh, now that's much better.
Much better.
Keep that roll and, you know.
I didn't touch that.
You never know where your role is getting to.
Oh, man.
Hey.
Let me show you
so,
how
Pat
I roll
Chung. Let me go. Let's see what Pro Football Weekly had to say about Pat Chung. I'll go to his grade
I'll be right
first.
Back.
We liked him, but not as.
I got to go do a PK
not as the
today thing.
First pick.
He's unbelievable. He spends no time
Paul
on the show.
Paul has another thing to do.
No time. It's 7:38. I haven't left the table.
Patrick Chung, they had rated as their 43rd best prospect, 5.75 grade. Which corresponds for Pro Football Weekly 2, has a chance to become a quality NFL player and should be a first-day pick. Well, that's always good to hear.
All right.
Now we'll go to Pat Chung's bio. But I think we all kind of liked him. Just not.
Yeah, but not as the first pick that
he's
they
kind
made.
Of an eh pick.
Yeah.
If he had been 34 and if somebody came first, he might have been okay. Or had he been 47 or one of those other picks, I think we also would have been okay. But second to third round talent, they said, reliable, functional box safety who does not wow from a physical standpoint, but has enough foot quickness and toughness to contribute immediately on special teams and earn a starting job inside.
So two of the last three drafts, the Patriots have taken a safety with their first pick. Merriweather?
Yes. This one would be considered more of a strong 5'11", 212 guy.
Yeah.
Born in Kingston, Jamaica. We now have a Jamaican player on the football team, Fred.
Wow.
Are you happy about that?
Sure. Why not?
He was a team captain, as I said. Started somewhere in the range of 51 games over his career for Oregon. Mature, tough, aggressive, good awareness, feel for the game, solid build, quick feet, good movement, quick to support the run, is forceful in the box, solid tackler, hard-shouldered, taking on guards and setting the edges on contain. So certainly physical is part of his... his makeup.
Let me just say
Let's
this.
See who the Rams are taking.
With the 35th pick in the 2009 NFL draft, the St. Louis Cardinals select James Laurinaitis.
They're not the Cardinals anymore.
Ohio State linebacker.
So Laurinaitis.
They're the Rams.
Yeah.
Guess
anyway.
He won't be better than Goodell.
Anyway, James Laurinaitis goes before Ray Maliuga.
I know.
That's interesting. I'm telling you, those rumors, whatever innuendo about Maliuga having alcohol issues may have hurt him.
It might have.
Because I think he's a far bigger impact player.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's also that whole freelance thing.
Although,
maybe
you
he's
know,
not
I'll tell
as...
you, Laurinaitis in big games has been very productive.
He was terrible last year.
No, he had 14 tackles.
He was terrible against USC last year.
He had 14 tackles.
He was terrible. I watched the game.
Okay.
He was not good. He was not an impact player. Teddy Bruschi has 15 tackle games.
Was that the Cotton Bowl?
That was against U.S. – not this year. Last year, right? They played USC?
I don't know. I just read about Laurinaitis.
Whatever his bowl game was last year, it was terrible. I remember hating him.
Okay. George wants to know, who was the last second rounder the Patriots took that started? Well, we know Deion Branch
Matt
started.
Light.
Matt Light started.
So Deion Branch would probably be the answer. But who was last year's second rounder? Wheatley was.
Wheatley started at one point.
At one point.
Yeah. He started one game.
Yeah.
Branch is clearly the best second rounder.
Well, Matt Light made two
Branch
Pro
Bowls. Is the best second rounder.
I just hope that this Chung works out better than the last Chung that the Patriots drafted.
Yeah, I didn't like Eugene Chung.
Bob says, instead of telling me next year that the Patriots made a mistake, who of the picks 23 to 33 would you have taken that is better than who the Patriots picked at 34?
Everett Brown, I think we're pretty...
But he hasn't been picked yet.
Yeah, but he's available.
Yeah. But if they ended up picking him next, then you'd be like, oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, they can't pick the
American. They're geniuses. They didn't have to pick Everett Brown before he was, you know.
True.
So.
But you know what happened last time I said that? His name was Chad Jackson.
But the question is.
I said
is,
they got great value with a second round pick on a great first round talent.
Of the question is.
And he stunk.
The listener is asking, of 23 to where the Patriots
all right,
picked,
let's go back and
who
look at
would
that.
You have picked that you think they probably missed on?
Vontae Davis.
Okay.
Is there, correct? Is that one of them?
Yeah. Michael Orr, Paray Jerry, Vontae Davis, Clay Matthews, no. Donald Brown.
I think Donald Brown's going to be a good player. I don't think it's a good pick for them.
Eric Wood, nah. Hakeem Nicks. Mm.
They're not flashy
players. Okay, so there you go.
But you know? Vontae Davis. I think Vontae Davis is going to be a playmaking NFL corner.
Okay, so that's one guy you would have picked at 23 or, you know, whenever it was. You know, right. You would have picked Vontae Davis.
Sure.
Okay, well, that's fair. Paul, the listener just emailed us. Of the players that have been picked since 23 and prior to when the Patriots picked at 34, who would you have picked that you think the Patriots missed out on?
That's a great question. And there aren't really a lot of guys that I really loved. I heard Andy already with Vontae Davis. I would somewhat agree with that. But there's been some wide receivers that I don't really think that was a.
You liked Kenny Britt.
I don't think that Patriots missed out on him.
Not
at all. That wasn't.
If they needed
that wasn't a
center,
need.
I like the centers. I just wouldn't have drafted.
But again,
center.
Not a need. I think there's some good players in here, but at positions that the Patriots didn't really need. I think Delmas I liked better than Chung, but not enough at 23. Maybe Ziggy Hood.
I think he's going to be a decent player.
That's about it. I don't think they dropped the ball here, Fred, at all.
No, but we were also only targeting. A couple positions at that point.
The
we
only
were
thing, the only
targeting
thing I'm
corner,
concerned,
linebacker. Maluga and Everett Brown don't count because they're not drafted, and we don't know why they're not drafted.
Right. Everett Brown is the only thing that has me somewhat in.
But they
confused.
Spend 10,000 times more
the Rams
time
take?
Than us.
Anderson Cardinals. For the Cleveland pick.
With the 36th selection in the 2009 NFL draft, the Cleveland Browns select Brian Robiskie, wide receiver, Ohio State.
Is a Laurinaitis
well,
went to the
that's
Rams.
That's the local
Rams
pick
Laurinaitis.
For the Browns.
But it was announced as the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah.
By that guy.
Right. Oh, wow.
Ray Anderson called them the Cardinals. Louis Cardinals.
That's mildly offensive. No, Paul?
Paul, you...
This is the guy who, you know, sent out the all-important memo, too.
That's why
right?
we don't pay attention to
you.
Them.
Know what, Fred? I'm on board now. I'm on board with you. He doesn't even know the teams in the league. Who's going
right.
to take his memo
exactly.
seriously?
Exactly. You got it.
You guys want to clarify what you're talking about?
No. Paul, are you at all surprised that Laurinaitis went before Maluga?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think. Well, I wonder if you know the turd factor is involved with.
Oh,
Maluga.
That's what I just said.
Yeah.
That
you
the know, freelancing, drinking the alcohol. Yeah. Clearly, they have a negative.
Well, if that's the case, then we can look for him being taken in two picks because the Bengals are coming out.
Yeah, he's not all that fast, so he can't be a Raider.
All right, Seattle.
He is big though.
Seattle's on the clock, and fast-paced, I would say.
I agree, Fred. Yeah. This is moving along,
it's moving along
reasonably
a lot better
quick.
Than I thought.
Let's see. Real Patriots posted before the Lions picked that the Pats were taking Patrick Chung. Wow. So that was –
Well, you said it, didn't you?
No, but I got it just before they announced it on TV. He's saying even before the Lions
but
picked.
But what if the Lions had taken Patrick Chung?
Well, obviously,
the Lions obviously had already chosen, but we don't know about
We didn't know that they did.
Oh, so it wasn't really before the Lions.
But the point is, this Twitter thing is working.
No.
Yes.
No, well, it's working.
It's real time, so yeah. It is working. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
But
there's no latency.
The execution of it is definitely working.
Matt in Spain says, I've been playing a drinking game and downing a beer every time I got a pick wrong. For this reason, I really want the Pats to pick Mala Yuga or I will pass out or cry. And the emails just keep flying in.
I love it when he says that.
No, thank you, everyone, for listening.
I mean, seriously, on a Saturday night,
yeah,
we have thousands and thousands of emails coming in for the NFL draft. I think that's remarkable.
It is remarkable, especially since we haven't done anything.
Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. It's webradio@patriots.com. I'm not going to give out the phone number because if you called, we couldn't answer it. We don't have a phone up here.
And if we did have a phone, we would have had a really good guest today during the show. But
I do want to remind everyone that the Patriots are now auctioning off the number 50 Massachusetts license plate. You can go to patriots.com and buy a raffle ticket to have a chance to win that. You have to have a car registered in Massachusetts in order to use it. But the number 50, that'd look cool on a license plate.
50th anniversary, baby. Yeah.
And I think people have other reasons why they might personally want a number 50 for whatever reason.
You just turned 50.
Your 50th wedding anniversary, although you probably shouldn't be driving anymore.
If you're Paul, your pant size.
If you're Andy, your IQ.
God.
Oh, wow, that hurt, didn't it?
Not really, because I know I'm smart.
All right. Bob says,
now.
What is going on with Everett Brown? Has anyone,
Bob says Chung stinks. Some in the Senior Bowl did not like him at all.
Oh, Paul, I had a question for you. 2 years ago,
let's
not
hope
this
works
year.
Out better than the last guy we took named Chung.
James,
I said that.
That joke, that lame bad joke's already been said by Eric. So if you want to align yourself there, that's fine. James Laurinaitis.
Obviously, Andy didn't.
Didn't James Laurinaitis play 2 years ago? Didn't they play USC? Or no?
They played him last year at the Coliseum.
No, a bowl.
Talking about the bowl game.
Who did he play 2 years ago where he sucked in the bowl?
That was it Florida?
They played Florida.
Yeah, in the national championship.
In the national title.
He had a terrible game.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Thank you. Fred, he had a great game because he had 14 tackles. And I don't know whether he did or didn't have 14 tackles, but I watched the game and he was terrible.
We all said that he's going to stay in school because of that. A lot of people think he stayed in school because of that game.
And dropped out and dropped down.
Yeah.
He's no longer a first-round pick.
Add
both of those guys to your thing, by the way.
But yet,
Mawaluga and Laurinaitis.
Mawaluga picked off a pass against Ohio State this year, returned it, looked like the most athletic linebacker in the country, and yet he's still on the board.
Well, you know, Paul.
Jason wants to know, why a safety? Don't we need a pass rusher?
Yes, but depth at safety was definitely
safety was a
need.
Definite
was another
need.
Another need.
But the problem is we're filling depth when all of us, again, maybe Jason Taylor's in the fold. I have no idea. But otherwise, we all thought a pass rusher, whether he starts or rotates, was an immediate need.
Yeah. No.
But Sean Crable maybe is that guy. I don't know. I'm at a loss on a lot of levels.
But I think safety
right
is an immediate need, too. Yeah. I think outside linebacker is a bigger one, but safety was that's a major
he's
need.
He's a strong safety.
You have two safeties.
He's not
going to
unseat James Sanders.
Right?
We know that.
But you have two safeties you can rely on. That's not enough.
Bill agreed with me. He gave him some good money to recently.
Jay Nelson says, I'm baffled. I love the coach, but he must hate the draft, or he must have a plan for Jason Taylor to come in, and they're going to trade the buttload of picks they have. I think they are going linebacker next pick.
Could be.
Where is that? We're at nine. We're four picks away? Five picks away?
We're four picks away.
Everett Brown is clearly still a possibility.
I know we keep saying it, but it's true.
I have a feeling Everett Brown's going to be available when we leave here tonight.
Why? Really?
I don't know why. I don't know why.
Can somebody, anybody in our Patriots Nation, PFW in Progress listeners who
there must have been a
Florida,
trade because Denver's
making
Denver's a selection.
Oh, yeah, Denver's making a pick here.
Everett Brown.
There must have been a trade.
Jared from Swampscott writes in his favorite Andy exchange so far. Andy, I like what they're doing out there in Detroit. Someone else then mentions Stafford. Andy, bust.
That's the beauty of Andy, though.
My favorite line was him saying that the Patriots were going to trade up when they were on the
clock. Yeah, that was just a mistake, though. But the Detroit thing, I mean, that's Andy in a nutshell.
No, but I try to give them the benefit of doubt that I give Bill.
You take
if they wanted a quarterback, they took one, they got it.
Here comes Ray Anderson to talk about the
With
Denver
the
37th Titans.
37th selection in the 09 draft, the Denver Broncos select Alphonso Smith, defensive back, Wake Forest.
Good pick.
All right.
Good, solid pick.
Somebody to learn under Champ Bailey.
And replace Trey Bly. Question mark.
All right, so the Broncos have picked in Seattle's spot.
Just to get back to the Detroit thing.
They released Dre Bly.
I'm trying to give them the benefit of the doubt, but the way they're going about it, they got a quarterback, they got a tight end, they're putting pieces in place. I think some teams you go, like the Raiders, I don't know what they're doing. Even if I think they got a good player, I'm not sure it was a good move for them.
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying. When you
I don't like
guy,
Stafford.
Right, but you pick the guy and you analyze something like that, you assume that they think that Stafford can play.
It's perfect for what it, right. You know, for them.
So that's where you say, I don't really think Stafford's a great player, but that makes sense for them. I mean, obviously they think differently. Right. We've done the same thing has happened with the Patriots.
Right.
Is they've taken guys that we've really liked that haven't worked out, like Chad Jackson. They've taken guys that we were kind of lukewarm on that have worked out, you know, for me personally, Richard Seymour. So.
Oh, that worked out?
I'm admitting that I thought that was a bad pick, Andy. That was me trying to, you know, admit that I was wrong.
Ken in Florida says.
I'm still waiting for you to do.
Ken in Florida says every.
I'm wrong.
Ken in Florida says every April, it seems, I keep repeating the same mantra. It's Bill. It's Bill. It's Bill. But this year, especially after Chung, I can't help but wonder if Coach Belichick really passed up on a surefire defensive starter by leaving some of those other linebackers on the board. Reassure me, please.
Didn't they pass up on David Harris?
Yes.
Isn't he a pretty good player for the Jets?
Yeah. Pretty good, yeah.
Yeah. There haven't
That's
been
my point. We've been right before, so I'm not saying we know more than Bill or we're better than Bill, but you can do what whoever that was – and question it. You can have thoughts on players.
Right,
and
you can
needs.
Trust Bill and still question it.
Right.
Like that. Those two things aren't mutually exclusive. I trust
and Bill.
Bill
screws up.
I think Bill's the best in the business, and I don't think the second best guy is close.
I don't know. Kevin Colbert's pretty close.
No, I'm talking about the whole business. I think he does everything better than everybody by a lot. I think he's the best evaluator of the value of personnel, drafting, coaching. Game planning, I think you put the whole package together, he's the best.
But does sometime, I just wonder if he thinks too much and is too fixated on value, too fixated on, you know, the 30 points higher. I look back to Fred because I thought he was our expert on value, and
Andy,
huge yawn.
You bring up an interesting point because that's kind of what I was talking about when I was, you know, when Fred and I were talking about it. If you think the guy is that good,
then take him.
Then take him.
Right. And if you don't, then
but
don't.
How many drafts in a row can we say, well, Bill didn't like the draft?
Well, this is the second out of three years.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Okay, well, I mean, maybe these guys are coming out too early.
But
I don't know.
Every year good players come out. Every year good players are drafted in the first and second and third round.
And if the Patriots were the Detroit Lions, then we'd probably –
I know. I'm not saying they're going to stink. We are saying Bill
say
is
it.
Great.
But
that's,
that's why the email is right. You can't say it because – they have to be mutually
But sometimes exclusive. Does he outthink himself?
Maybe sometimes. Maybe they put a little bit, you know, and they – but what I'm saying is it really just comes down to trusting the value that you've placed on these players.
Right.
And not what other books are saying or what ESPN are saying or what the Detroit Lions think a guy's worth. It's what you got – what you think they're worth. Simply that.
I know.
Really.
But sometimes I think you need to –
you know, if the Patriots were not as, you know, not as good a team, but didn't have as much talent as they do, maybe they'd be thinking differently in terms of the value of these guys.
That's a possibility.
Here's a Scout Inc.'s top remaining players list. They have
Eric's still with us, by the way.
Everett Brown, Ray Maoluga,
two PFW favorites,
Eben Britton,
not
Darius Butler,
favorite,
Paul Kruger,
Eric loves him.
LeSean McCoy, who we dislike.
Stinks.
DJ Moore, who we like. Clint Stintum.
I was just going to say Clint Stintum.
His name is Stintum, so he'd prefer you didn't insert a T.
You know what?
Ooh, Rashad Johnson's coming.
Rashad Johnson. I'm going to make a prediction right now. I'm going to make a prediction right now.
Okay.
The Patriots will end up with Zach Follett today.
Follett.
Whatever.
Fred, you can't take guys that we talked about forever and said we liked and just come late to the party and pretend
you're
your guy.
I never listened to when you said it.
I know.
So
but we said it.
All right.
We don't listen
okay.
to your ridiculous nature.
So I'm agreeing
in
with you.
In 3 years when you're assessing this draft class, you'll be right. I know.
I'm agreeing with you.
I just wanted to let you know, normally when you look at these best available lists, it's a little ridiculous to think, well, you know what? If they got a couple of those guys, I'd be okay. But with all the picks we have,
right.
Maybe they can get a couple of these guys like Rashad Johnson and Darius Butler, and I'll go, yeah, okay, so it wasn't a terrible draft. There's guys there that I like.
Swig
I was
Wright,
just throwing names out there.
Swig writes, guys, that pick made me pucker. and not in a good way. Two words, Everett Brown, I'm out.
That's, yeah, and he's yeah, from Florida.
That's right. What are you hearing down there?
Why is Everett Brown slipping?
I don't know.
Paul, I mean, Fred, can you send a Twitter back to somebody and ask?
Maybe. The Matt Cassel trade just made a lot more became a lot more disappointing. We traded a potentially franchise quarterback and an intelligent locker room leader to pick up a safety.
So. Chung.
Well, Todd says Twitter is way ahead. That's good.
It's supposed to be.
It's supposed to be.
That's why the press release saying we might tell you the picks ahead of time went out.
Todd says Vontae Davis should have changed his name to Vontae Davis Cromartie. His name killed him.
He should have just dropped the Davis. Sounds like that's what hurt him.
Yeah.
And Eric is a day.
Why do you keep looking at me?
I don't get it.
And what did you just say?
Eric is a day.
I don't get it.
Rogers Cromartie added Cromartie to his name within a year of the draft and went like in the top 15.
Bengals have a pick.
But he
here.
Went at 25.
Paul, can we have fun at some point ever?
I just didn't get it.
Larry the Drunk.
Like Everett Brown should have changed his name to Cromartie. That would be funny to me.
No, he should have changed his to Harrison.
Now Paul's arguing Brown with Harrison. The listener jokes.
I'm not arguing the joke. I just didn't understand it.
I it's okay.
And well, then you didn't think it was funny.
The explanation didn't remember make it funny.
Obviously, yeah. you didn't
get it. Same value. Funny.
You didn't put the same value on the joke as the
I
listener.
I thought I missed it because I didn't
understand.
Now we're
assigning value to jokes.
All right, what joke taken in the last round, Paul, would you have put first round value on?
You.
Patty.
I don't know that either, but that's beside the point.
Larry the Drunk says Patrick Chung, more like Patrick Chump.
We're not saying the guy can't play,
sudden,
but
Billy Madison is commenting on the draft.
I love it when our listeners hold back.
All right. What's going on here?
And Dennis wants to know, can you guys let me know what the Pats got from the Ravens moving up there to pick? Anyway, let's listen to the Bengals first.
With the 38th selection, the Cincinnati Bengals select Ray Maluluga, linebacker, Southern California.
All right.
Okay.
Maluluga is off the board.
So we put together Keith Rivers and Ray Maluluga in USC defense.
Yeah. How about that?
But certainly, Paul, it makes sense. If there were character issues and those types of issues with Maluluga, all of a sudden he's in Cincinnati.
I told you, if he's a turd, he'll be in Cincinnati.
I say you have a good young linebacking core. Rivers was good last year, and I think Maluluga is going to be good for him.
What was that trade question, Fred?
What did the Patriots get from the Ravens on that trade?
They got the 162nd, which was a fifth-round pick, which they then traded to Green Bay.
Right, so they moved to the Ravens, and then they
ended up getting two more
third-round
picks.
So just to let people know, the Patriots picked their 34th selection, but they still have 41, 47, 58, 73, 83, 89, 97. That's just in the second and third rounds. Then they also have a fourth, a fifth, two sixths, and a seventh.
I just want to pose this to you, Fred.
Okay.
Coming into a draft, I tell you, when the first round ends, they don't have a first round pick. And you would say what?
This year? I'd say that's real. That's
no. You would say, they traded. They got a one next year. Right? Wouldn't you normally assume that? They left this with no first round pick and no one next year. No extra one next year.
Okay. Well,
wouldn't you be unhappy with that? Don't put any specifics of any draft. Just if I told you they didn't make a pick, they didn't have a one, and they didn't pick up another one for next year.
You know what? Because at 23, I I'm being honest here, I would figure that if they moved out, they were just bunching up picks in later rounds.
But,
you know, for this year.
So you'd be okay that, they traded
the 23.
Well,
obviously, that's what I was thinking, what would happen if they moved out of the first round.
If you had told me before the draft that they were going to trade away the number one pick and not end up with a one next year, I would have said, I don't think so. You're nuts, and I don't like it.
I agree with Andy. I think if you were listen,
is there anyone I fight more with than him?
Yeah, we fight more than anybody. But
fat guy.
The only thing I would say about that is my guess, Fred, is that was their goal. Was to get a number one for next year, and they couldn't do it.
So they failed.
No,
could be.
No, I'm saying no one gave it to them.
Yeah.
So they took the next best thing.
So they failed.
Well, not necessarily failed. That's what they wanted to do something and couldn't do it. I mean, it's not necessarily a failure.
Eric wants to sell art. He's never sold any. He's a failure as an artist.
Okay, I mean, they failed. I mean, if we have to put a
I mean, if we put our – let's look at how we would have looked at it coming in. They didn't make a first-round pick,
well, basically,
and they don't have an extra one for next year.
What Andy's arguing is that if they couldn't get a first for next year, they shouldn't have traded out.
They should have made a pick.
Right, but see, that's why – I mean, if you look at it that way, it's a failure.
Right.
I'm looking at it as they didn't want to take anybody at 23.
Positive over here.
Well, I'm damned if I do, I'm damned if I don't. No matter which side I take, I get yelled at.
Yep. You know what time it is now?
Shit on all time.
Wait a minute.
You can't say that.
He didn't slip. He said it on purpose. I slipped.
I absolutely said it on purpose. But if you could say the word that you said in the show, I could certainly say that word.
They're comparable. I didn't
say
the C
word.
Just go.
Just leave. Anyway. I guess if we have to, put a term on it, Fred, they failed, according to Andy.
They did not accomplish what
they were trying to do. I would just like to pose that to anybody. Like, that question coming in.
And I agree
with
you.
You didn't get a one, and you don't have an extra one next year.
They must have gotten one for next year.
Well, then what the hell happened to that value you call the first pick?
Well, in order to get that one for next year, they would have had to give this year's one plus maybe their third this year. And maybe they weren't willing to do that. I don't know.
Generally, you give up less.
Yeah.
Like, a two this year is a one next year.
Yeah,
like that's the way that. I don't know if it's true, but that's how everybody says it works.
Let someone they could have given up a two and let someone moved up to them to get to the first round. So someone takes 23, you get their second, and you give your second,
right,
and get a first rounder next year.
Jaguars are about to announce
Jacksonville's pick.
With the 39th selection, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Eben Britton, offensive tackle, Arizona.
Mike Mayock is apparently the Andy Hart of the coverage on – did you hear him?
What he
got to be Darius Butler before he comes.
Did he really say
Eben
that?
Eben Britton.
See, I love it. I love it. I love when he's wrong. The exact reason that the emailer said, smug attitude that he has.
Well, yeah, he is
but
a
you
smug
want that. You want a guy out there that's definitive and just throwing it out
That's
there.
Right. They failed in the first round. I'm definitive.
All right. Nick in UK says, every time Fred says, I just want to remind everyone the Patriots are now auctioning off, I think he's going to finish the sentence with their draft pick.
Freddie, the fans are speaking, and they are not happy.
But you know what? This is 10 years in a row that was the case.
I know.
Our fans have never
been
happy
were happy when they picked Chad Jackson.
No, we might have been, but the fans were never.
I think the
never
fans might have been,
too. How many years after the first night I had to go away and say, you know, I have to go think
about
this.
Well, usually you're unhappy.
And then by the morning, I'm okay with it.
Right. Yeah.
Usually.
Well, Terrence Wheatley played corner since middle school. He'll be a good player. I don't care if he was rated 30 slots later, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, usually Frank
so what's
goes
up
home,
this year when you're happy now?
I'll tell you in the morning.
No, but you're happy now, so you're going to hate it tomorrow?
Oh, it's not over yet. We'll see what happens. I mean, if they end up not picking anyone in the second round, then I might be unhappy, you know.
Patriots have all the picks in the seventh round.
Let's see.
Keep trading down. You can only go down.
Cam from Boston wants to know if we think Maliuga will be an impact player like a Troy Polamalu, where he'll be flying all over the field making plays.
I do not believe he'll be as good as Troy Polamalu, but I think he'll be an impact player. I think he's going to be a good linebacker.
Yeah, different positions.
Good, not great.
But maybe more along the lines of a Ray Lewis.
Well, I don't think he'll be that good.
I don't think he'll be that good, but I mean that type of player.
What, Paul?
Who are we talking about?
Ray Maliuga. Oh. Or what Fred said. Mualaga.
I didn't hear who we were talking
about. Okay, Oakland's on the clock, and apparently they're going to take Darrell Scott. No, I'm only kidding. He's the guy that projected in the fourth round.
Oh, I was just
Georgia Tech, Wake Forest, one of the two.
Who's the fastest guy on the board?
Georgia Tech, I think.
Clemson.
Oh no, you're lying.
No,
C.J. Spiller.
Darrell Scott is a defensive tackle from Clemson. Yeah.
Who's the fastest guy on the board right now?
Is he wrong?
I'm looking.
The fastest guy on the board.
Clemson. He's right.
What is that noise in the stadium?
They're blowing.
Sounds like a chainsaw.
Ray. Yeah. Eric, you're the only one left.
Goats.
You're the only one who hasn't sworn today.
Oh.
I didn't swear yet.
Yeah, but you were intentional.
That was pretty bad right there.
Drew says he's a big Oregon fan, saw Chung play a lot. I believe he started Oregon as a 17-year-old.
Yes,
I believe
he is
only 21, has a lot of upside. Maybe you guys know this. Great ball hawk. Like your talk show. Keep it up.
Yeah, we're not down on
him. Like him, don't love him.
And as I said, had he been the 47th pick with Darius Butler and Everett Brown ahead of him, I would have said, good.
Exactly.
This draft really shaping up, like what they're doing down there.
You want to be wowed by the first pick that you make.
If that was William Moore, I would have been.
Okay,
happy.
Listen, guys, breaking news. Patriots are trading with Oakland
to
move up to the number Everett 40 Brown. In exchange for 47 and 124 and 199.
Nice.
Whoa, the Patriots have the next
Slow
two
down.
Picks.
What? They're picking so 40 and 41 now. Oh, jeez.
So 40,
so this is a big development. The Patriots have traded up to Oakland.
To 40. Okay.
To 40. Yep. In exchange, they've given away 47, 124, and 199.
I like it.
The Tom Brady pick. 199.
So now the Patriots have two picks in a row here. Two picks in a row.
If they have
Patriots
two picks
are on the clock, and there's a little over 2 minutes left.
And don't use one on Everett Brown, who's still available
in
the
mid. Oh, my God.
One what in 199?
24.
124.
124 and 199.
I wish I had
So Patriots shit. Have moved up, traded with Oakland. Last call for dinner, too. We just got the announcement.
PR department, last
Paul
call
just
for
ran
dinner,
out of here round. Faster. No, I'm only okay. kidding. Paul's still in his
No, it didn't say.
So it's a fourth rounder.
A fourth rounder
and the first of the 2 6-rounders.
Yeah.
Obviously, because the second one's a compensatory selection.
All right, so this is interesting. Patriots have the next two
so
picks,
back-to-back picks, where they can take Everett Brown and Darius Butler, the
yep.
next two best available.
Yep.
And Andy turns it around and says, after losing in the first round, they win in the second.
so that puts us back down to 11 picks, correct?
Yes, that looks to be right.
All right, so obviously they think there's a lot of value in this second round. minute 14 left on the clock for the Patriots.
What?
So I should get on that Twitter site, huh?
Yes.
Maybe
he thinks it's great, but he forgets to go to it.
I got a radio show I'm running here.
They've already picked the two guys.
I know.
Less than a minute
less
left.
Than a minute.
Wait a minute. Why does it say that they're picking 41?
They haven't.
No,
their
40
yet.
Is right next to it. Oh, why does it say the Raiders are picking?
Yeah,
they haven't changed it.
They don't change that until it's time to pick.
But we were at 41.
No,
now we're picking.
We're going to
have. They may have screwed it up.
They may have screwed it up.
Fred said it was 47 that we traded with them, not 41, right?
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
But it wouldn't make sense to move up one spot, especially
yeah.
with the Raiders picking. What are the odds they're going
right.
to take the guy you're
exactly.
interested in?
Right.
What is sense at this point, right. Paul? Everett Brown is still on the board.
Yeah, they still have back to backs.
25 seconds left for
Anything
the Patriots.
Yet? What does Twitter
Anything
say?
Up there, Fred?
I'm refreshing. Nothing yet.
Rimming, no.
Paul Kruger still available. Max Unger, Connor what? Barwin, Darius Butler.
Everett Brown.
Clint Sintem.
Clint Sintem. Starting to get in Clint Sintem.
Anybody
more.
Like Marcus
Bear
Freeman?
Spare Pascoe is out there.
I liked Marcus Freeman a little bit, but Everett Brown is still there.
But,
I know
but
we
why?
Sound like a broken record.
Why?
But I don't know, but the time just ran out.
He obviously
on the
assaulted someone last night. We just don't know about it.
Imagine that he's in
oh
jail right now.
All right, the clock has run out on the Patriots.
Oh, they are now 41 as well, according to the graphic on NFL
good,
Network.
Good.
Okay, so they fixed that.
What's Twitter doing?
Who's the guy you
actually? No
guy?
One can jump ahead of them, right? So they technically don't have to make a pick.
That's true. They can wait.
What, are they going to pass themselves?
They can announce 2 in 10 minutes, right?
If I were the guy who they take now, I'd say I was really the 40th pick, not the 41st.
They
I want an extra $50.
They have 14 minutes to make these.
They're
going to
come
picks,
and say
right?
the Patriots have traded their 41st pick for their 40th pick.
That's good, Eric. That was probably
Eric is still with us.
Yeah.
I mean, it's. They just made the pick over the telecom.
Yeah.
Who was it?
It sounded like a defensive lineman.
Good thing that
Everett
Twitter
Brown?
Has the pick.
That would be nice.
I don't. Oh, Ron Brace.
Boston
oh God,
a,
no.
No, no, no. That's a good pick. And I don't feel so good about Vince Wilfork staying. That's he's a good developmental nose
yeah.
tackle.
Yeah,
I think he's a good player.
Second round,
he doesn't. He is a lot like Raji Fred, only he doesn't give you the athleticism, the ability to penetrate, maybe collapse the pocket. But he's a big,
he's a
big run stuffing nose tackle potential.
I'm underwhelmed by
BC.
These,
we
by
are just drafting like depth now. Like all,
I'm telling.
No,
you.
No, I mean
I'm telling you, Everett Brown.
Something
assaulted
seriously.
Someone last night.
Yeah.
He called every
and it was
GM.
Bill Belichick.
He called every GM and said, if you don't pick me, I'm going to kill you. And
Bill went to that thing last weekend in Florida. He was leaving the campus. Everett Brown punched him in the face or something. They got into a fight. And that's
he said,
why, not
why are you always down in Florida? Why don't you come to Florida State? That's
what is?
What
do we know anybody on Florida State staff?
All right, Ron Brace is who the
That's
Patriots.
A good pick. That I'm
Man,
excited
I'm,
about that, Fred.
I'm not.
That is certainly insurance that you did not have at the nose tackle position.
But they traded up to get him, right?
I mean, was that necessary?
Yeah, no, it wasn't.
Fred's off! Not happy!
It's a good point, Fred. Yeah, he was going
to
be there.
Fred, yeah. You have to stick to your board. Their board said he was the 40th best player.
It says here I have to pick him.
Right! I mean, you can't say you stick to your board one way and then totally ignore it the other.
But
they're sticking to their board.
No, they're sticking to the board, and the board says he's of that value. We're going to be able to get him later. Great!
What if they had him rated 30 or 22?
But the point is,
how did you just jump ship on nose tackle in the second?
No, you're still going to be able to get him where you were. Why did you have to move up to get him?
Maybe they didn't think they were going to.
They
really thought
them,
the rate.
The next pick is getting made.
I mean,
something told him that this might be the deepest.
This is
Ron Brace.
Brace.
The 2009 draft, the New England Patriots select Ron Brace.
Okay, I have 41. You want to know 41?
Yes.
Yeah.
Darius Butler.
Oh, okay. We're finally happy with the pick.
Yep.
Darius Butler.
Can I be happy that I picked Darius Butler in the second round and we actually took him in the second round?
Sure, Paul. You can be happy about whatever you want to be happy about.
Okay, thanks.
All right, so the Patriots have picked Ron Brace and Darius Butler.
Yeah. When's the next one?
58.
So Everett Brown, I'm sure, will still be there based on his falling stock. Can one of our listeners think they're watching TV? Are they talking about Everett Brown at all on TV?
It's a good question.
You want me to go out and check?
No, you'll never come back.
Why? The food's gone.
You'll see like an EEI mic flag and we'll be losing it.
You know, you make fun of me. We were supposed to do an hour and I've seen Bert Breer in there for at least 3 hours.
Yeah, they like him more than you.
Oh, that's going to hurt.
That's just mean.
I think Chris Price,
that
too.
That is mean.
Jason, he works for him.
Jason is burning the midnight oil in Ireland, and he says nobody wants Everett Brown. What's wrong with him?
That's what we want to know.
I don't know.
Listen, we obviously
Let me guess. Mike Mayock likes Ron Brace. The Patriots took him. He goes to BC. I bet he likes him. And I bet he's telling me that's good value. And he's scheme diverse, Eric, because that is the buzzword for this year.
Yeah, I think this guy's
day.
You didn't like Ron Brace at all, Eric?
I wasn't. I was underwhelmed with his tape.
Well, you don't. You probably fell asleep. I'm surprised you didn't write no footage available.
Virtually was no footage available. He wasn't showing up.
I thought he showed like tremendous strength.
Jason says you can't say Bill doesn't like this draft. Belichick hasn't been great.
With the 41st pick, the New England Patriots select Darius Butler, defensive back, Connecticut.
Another. Anyway, getting on with Jason's email, you can't say Bill doesn't like this draft. He's been trading for future picks. Belichick hasn't been trading for future picks. He has been trading for picks in this draft. He looks like he doesn't like the top talent in the draft. He just thinks it's flat. So
yeah, I mean, I don't know.
And the emails are just flying in.
Darius Butler, I like that pick. I've heard a lot of good things about him.
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy, Fred. I got a personal scouting report.
This is the best pick so far.
Someone told me he's a very, very, very nice kid who works hard, great athlete, doesn't have that I mean, he plays cornerback and receiver both ways at UConn, an up-and-coming program. You'd think he was a diva. Apparently, is nothing like that. Works hard, and I like the pick.
Yeah.
He could be a stud. He could be a stud.
My favorite pick so far.
Mine, too. Well, I like Brace, too. The Chung pick is underwhelming me.
Yeah, me too.
I like the Chung pick the least of the three.
Me too.
If that was Will Moore, I would love this draft.
Okay, the Patriots still have...
Is Darius Butler a lot better than Terrence Wheatley? Is he better than Terrence Wheatley?
He's more versatile.
We'll find out.
Thanks, Paul.
I like Butler better in this draft preparation than I liked Wheatley last year. I knew hardly know anything.
I agree with that. He certainly has more name recognition, buzz, and all that. Doesn't necessarily mean he's better.
Did I make a comeback with that answer?
It was fine, Paul. Thanks. I mean, whatever you want.
The Patriots still have the 26th pick in this round.
I don't like when Andy's mad.
They gave away a first-round pick.
I don't like when Andy's mad at me.
Willy-nilly, as you would say.
Give it away, picks, willy-nilly.
It's going to be a little while before the Patriots pick again in this round, unless they trade up.
I just think it's so funny that you were so okay, trade down, do whatever, and then they trade up to take Brace
at
40.
I think he felt they were going to keep trading down and never make picks, and that was going to prove his point that he didn't like anybody.
How did you get so angry?
I just don't know why they had to trade up.
Oakland was going to take him, apparently.
But they traded with Oakland.
Right? So they apparently Oakland
because
feels
they
like
thought they Oakland was going to pick
no,
the
but
guy.
When that happens, you leapfrog a team that you think is going to
Well, they
pick
waited
it.
Too long.
I mean, if Oakland is going to pick the same guy as the Patriots, why would they trade out?
Because they don't love him. They like him.
Okay.
And you sweetened the pot. You gave him whatever you gave him.
Wow. Ron in Hampton, New Hampshire. Not only are the Patriots moving down, they're passing the linebackers they need, but more importantly, these bleeping picks they are picking up are not for 2010. They did not pick up a number one for next year. Maybe it was all Pioli. Wow.
I didn't say that. Boy. No, I'm off that. The rest of that I kind of agree with, but I don't agree with that last part. But you know what this feels like? This feels like before last year when we were lusting after linebackers and we never got them. Well, we're lusting after linebackers are on the outside this time and we're not getting them.
Yeah.
We were happy last year we got Mayo.
Yeah. And he worked out all right.
So we wait 7 years again until he takes another one?
Mark says, why would the Patriots want to group together so many second and third round picks this year? What's the advantage of getting players that aren't deemed the best?
Well, that there's value there. I mean, that's your whole thing, Fred.
Right.
That's where the value of this draft is. There are a lot of good players in the middle, no great players at the top.
Dustin wants to know, when do you think Zach Follett, how do you say it?
Follett.
Will get drafted, and do you think he will fit into the Pats defense?
Yes,
I do.
We all love him, including Fred, who watched his tape. What was it, Friday night?
In fact, that was the only tape Fred watched.
It really was.
That's all I needed to know.
Yeah, right up there.
Toyota
Tacoma just injured himself.
Let's see. Murray says, I'm a fan and I'm happy. Woo-hoo.
That feels a little forced. I'm not going to lie to you.
Murray doesn't take much for Murray. and let's
Cheap
see.
Date Murray.
Let's see. John says it could be worse. Hey, the first pick was not a tight end or Pat White. I can actually breathe now. That's good. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Can we take Pat White now, Fred?
58.
Yes.
That's okay?
I'll let you take him.
I'll let you. Okay.
I thought you argued you didn't want him on the first day.
That's unbelievable that he just said yes.
Uh-huh.
At this point, yeah.
You know, it's funny that
At this point, it's clear that they don't like anybody.
You blogging over there?
Jairus Burke? Yeah, I've been blogging.
Oh, okay, good.
Why? What do you want me to do?
Nothing. I was going to blog, but you're doing a fine job.
I already did it. It's posted.
Steven on the Isle of Man. Says, hey, guys, and the adult photographer, think about the Matthew Stafford deal, $78 million with incentives. What do you think about this value? If we don't select Brown, I'm going to jump into the Irish Sea.
Well, you're going to have to
put your bathing suit on because it looks like he's not going to be coming
in. The Bills pick? Jairus Bird?
Yeah, cornerback, Oregon.
Oh.
Is that how you pronounce that name, by the way?
Jairus.
Oregon?
Jairus.
Okay.
I was actually talking about Bird.
Let's see. Jason says your evaluation of trades for futures only applies when teams are excited about the talent in the draft. If they were unable to trade for a future number one, like you hypothesize, it is only because other teams are not hot on the talent in this draft.
Right. I agree. Make a pick. That was my point.
Let's see. Who is left says, I don't know. Now that they've made one pick and 39 picks, who the heck is left for them to take?
Everett Brown, Paul Kruger,
Connor Barwin, Clint
DJ Sinsen, Moore,
Rashad Johnson,
Corny Ingram,
Max Unger.
Corny.
They sure better feel real good about the bleeping linebackers on the roster. Nobody there has proved anything to me since none of them have played.
I actually think Eric's Julius Peppers theory is more and more in play.
Yeah.
Maybe. No, I think it's Taylor. I think they're going to sign Taylor.
I agree.
And they think that Woods and Crable are good enough to rotate in and spell him a little bit at his age.
He's getting knocked off the block
occasionally,
every once in a while.
Occasionally. Because at this point in the draft, if you take Everett Brown, regardless of what I think of him, you don't think he's that good. So I don't think he's good enough to come in and contribute
apparently
at a high
not
level right away.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because
absolutely.
I mean, he's Laura, knock
unless
on the third
it's
round.
Some off-the-field thing that we don't know about. That just happened.
Yeah, that would be accurate. But I think we would know. The guy was projected as a top 10 or 15 pick, and if something bad happened.
I just did a search for his name and slipping, and I'm not really getting anything. All I'm getting is pre-draft speculation about him slipping into the second round, but
I
can't seem to find anything of.
Lawrence writes in, finally, you guys are right. Bill is the best in the business. Polian, that is. Hate him for his antics, but take a look at the roster of Super Bowl team and find a starter that wasn't drafted by him. I think Vinatieri was the only free agent on that starting team. How's that Maroney guy working out for Bill? Polian traded down into the second round and got Bob Sanders. Any question he is better than the first pick, Brandon Merriweather? Freeney was supposed to be too small. Napoleon isn't perfect, but to say no one is close to Belichick at the business is just ignoring a guy that you hate.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about the whole thing. Not
he was right, including coaching.
We'll settle this when Donald Brown runs the stretch and Eugene Chung fills the hole and
Eugene Chung could fill a hole.
Yes, he could.
A big hole.
Yeah, I was talking about in terms of everything, not just
which is
drafting.
Why my guy,
I think
Kevin Colbert.
I think Polian does a very good job drafting. Now, I think that, you know, to make the comment that he has no free agents and that is some sort of applauding him for that, I think that's he's doing himself a disservice. He's ignoring one way to acquire talent because he refuses to participate in free agency, and I don't think that's right.
Billy from Boston, the draft is a bust already. We traded a real good quarterback for nothing. A Chinaman 5'10". Maybe he can cover T.O. He said it, not me. is he Chinese?
No.
Oh, that'd be good if he was.
He was born
in Jamaica.
Oh. What the hell happened to taking the best available player? Ray Maliuga would have helped. What the hell has there even a guy that's left as good as an old Mike Vrabel? Remember him?
I'd rather have
fans not happy.
They never are on day one here.
You were happy until they took Ron Brace and traded up to get him.
Until they took the players, you were very happy.
If we pick Pat White with either the 40 or this, we already went to 40 or 41, so that's an old email.
There's been a trade here too. Carolina's on the clock. It looks like.
Okay.
Are they twittering?
Mish.
So the T.
Mish from Montreal. Andy, Mendenhall equals Everett Brown. You guys have got to get someone to put together some statistics or a montage on Andy saying Everett Brown. He must be up to like 40 like he was with Mendenhall.
I'm done.
Go for the record, Andy.
So I should look for a broken shoulder for Everett Brown in his first game?
Panthers pick.
Here's the Panthers picking.
43rd overall spot.
With the 43rd pick, the Carolina Panthers select Everett Brown, defensive end, Florida State.
Can we leave that up?
Oh, boy.
Nick, I'd like to make it official that I won the bet from Jamie Dukes that we had in our production meeting the other day. Jamie said that the kid from the Harvard of the South would go in the first round. I said he wouldn't. I think he's a right defensive end. Some people like him in the 3-4, but in this scheme, he'll be the right defensive end. Only 1 year as a starter at Florida State. He is explosive off the edge. I think some people have two concerns. Number one, he's only 6'1.5". Number two, there's been a history of those conversion-type players that haven't played well at the next level. But what you can see is he's got some explosion, a good first step. My concern is he hasn't yet developed that second move. If you stop his speed rush, it's pretty much game, set, and match. Peels off. You can see the athletic ability. Anticipates it. Does everything right except catch the football. So you've got an athletic edge rusher. And let's face it, they need, especially if they're going to trade Peppers at some point. But regardless, they've got to do better in the sack department. And I think he's the guy that could help.
All right. Well, he is gone.
So
what does that tell you about
there's
Peppers,
a track record of those guys not working out in the pros? Isn't there a track record of some of those guys working out in the pros?
A la Indianapolis Colts.
I'm going to say Dwight this Freeney. about Mayock, okay? And I know that we're being petty here, but that's exactly the kind of comment that annoys me. I won my bet from our production meeting. Of course it wasn't on the air for anybody to validate, but I said he wouldn't go in the first round because I know more than Jamie Dukes.
Right.
That's the kind of stuff that he says in a smart way.
He does like
way.
To pat himself on
no
the back.
No one pats himself in the back like that other than Andy.
But I can get past that.
No,
he said there's a track record of these conversion guys not working. Isn't there a track record of these conversion guys working?
Mm-hmm.
No?
I mean, isn't there an argument to
be made? I mean, isn't there a guy with a reigning Defensive Player of the Year award on his shelf and $50 million scheduled to be paid to him?
He would argue that, you know, you didn't invest a first-round pick, so that's not an example of that.
Why is the guy's converting? You didn't tell me there's an argument of blah, 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 blah. It's a conversion or it's not a conversion. He converted. Didn't Sean Merriman make that conversion?
See, that's where I would say that. I think there are a ton of guys in the NFL – that have made that conversion.
Didn't Mike Vrabel make that conversion?
Roosevelt Colvin.
Yep.
I mean, there's a ton of guys in the NFL that have done that.
I can find just as many that did as you can find that didn't.
And there's a lot of undersized
better that did
speed
than
rushes.
Those that
right.
Didn't.
The worry that
and
I
and the guys that did, by the way, generally are like in the conversation for all pros and defensive rookie. I mean, player of the years because they're impact players.
Right. I'd be willing to bet that Belichick was scared off by the height. I'd be willing.
The height
to bet
could
that.
Be an issue, seriously.
Because I know that he has talked about. there needing to be some length in that right. spot to set the edge in the run, to be kind of a, you know, that tall, menacing presence coming off the edge.
And he's not a Harrison in that he's stout. He's long, but he's not long. He's right. lean and short, kind of yeah. like.
I mean, Harrison's a perfect example. I mean, Harrison doesn't have any length
but he's
at all,
built but more like a Rakpo,
right?
Who has more power? Yeah. And they have they're kind of that, you know what they say, brick house or whatever. He's just he's a short guy in a tall guy's body, or a tall guy in a short guy. He doesn't have the total package there.
Let's see. Dennis writes in, "Don't worry, I'm a Pats fan in the heart of Bills country, Rochester, New York. And compared to that mess of a franchise, we need to take a step back and trust in the best scouting and drafting team in the NFL."
True.
So,
but I still get the question.
What's right. going on? You're unplugging things. What are you doing, Doctor?
There's a more important show somewhere.
We're taking equipment away now? Who needs that? The Revolution. The Revolution? Do they have a game?
Really?
Why are the lights on?
Well, I could tell because this is roughly the same amount of people that are here.
Capacity crowd here at Gillette Stadium of...
I mean, the draft
party... Is Eddie
Mack
down there? Where's Eddie?
The draft party is still going on, so I think the capacity is about the same.
Yeah. Let's see. The Miami Dolphins,
are on the board.
Oh,
and we're
not supposed to do that anymore.
Pick, yeah, well. The Miami Dolphins select Pat White.
Oh! I like what they're doing down there in Miami.
Those Wildcat and Bastages.
Now, here's what's interesting about that. You have a team that already runs that well as anybody.
Right.
Imagine if they had a guy that could throw it.
Right.
See, they did the same thing as me, Andy. QB//.
This is interesting. Very.
But
very
not only that, they can motion in and out of it. Ronnie Brown can be in the backfield.
Yes.
Pat White can motion in. Brown's out. I mean, you can do a lot there.
Nobody saw this coming, huh?
I don't like it for them.
I don't love it for them.
I'll be honest with you. You already got your gimmick. Are you just going to be a gimmick franchise? How about we just try to win?
And you know what's funny is Ronnie Brown throws the ball well enough
against
that they could do it.
But you know what I mean?
Not as well as like, Pat White, but
you're putting
well
all your eggs in a gimmick.
Yeah.
I like the Patriots' idea of I have a good offense. I throw in a gimmick wrinkle.
Mm-hmm.
Don't they need a lot more than just to be a little
more gimmicky?
I liked
it better for the Patriots because I think they were a better team.
That's a terrible pick. Terrible?
I don't think it's a terrible pick.
Well,
ironic
that it went to an AFC
team, though.
Maybe
they think he's also a slot receiver. And
maybe.
Well, that's what they were showing him.
Great athlete.
They were showing him all his highlights from the combine, catching the ball.
So maybe, yeah. Okay, good pick.
By the way.
Nobody turns around quicker than Andy.
No, but by the way, they badly need.
You and Joe.
Badly need weapons on offense. They need someone to go with Ronnie Brown because they have no wide receivers to speak of. Because
they blew the ninth pick in the draft a couple of years
ago. Yeah, who finally started making some plays for them last year, but still not enough to warrant
Wes
the ninth
Welker,
pick.
Do you think part two broke
his
knee?
Do you think there's any chance they're hoping this guy becomes a quarterback in 3 years?
No.
Mm-mm. After Pennington is
supposedly
done?
he wants to play quarterback and. He's not stubborn about it. He's not one of these.
He's smart.
Who's the Nebraska kid?
Eric Crouch.
Took his ball and went home. Crouch. Yeah. Then he came back.
And then he took his ball again and went home.
John Crook.
Chad in Sanford, Maine. I was a bit surprised initially with the defensive tackle taken with the 40th pick instead of a linebacker. Clint Sintem, anyone. But it got me thinking. Perhaps Bill is looking to go more frequently with a 4-3 alignment for his defense based on his picks so far. What do you think?
I don't agree.
Well, I mean. You're basing that on Brace, I guess.
Well, this Brace guy is more of a middle nose tackle anyway,
sure.
right?
Sure, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you'd have two defensive tackles, and I guess, but if you go 4-3, Warren and Seymour are not ideal defensive ends.
Right.
They're, I mean,
more tackle types.
You know, now you're getting them farther away, and they're less athletic. Yeah. They're more athletic the closer they are to the ball. The further they get from the ball, the less athletic they seem.
Right.
So, no, I don't think so.
Update from Fenway. Red Sox 16, Yankees 11, top of the ninth.
Fire game.
Drew says, I hate all of these haters. Patrick Chung is 21. He's still young, has a lot of potential, no injuries. Darius Butler was an awesome pick.
Yes.
Yeah, we all said that.
We all like the picks in inverse order. We like Butler, we like Brace, and then, Chung.
I agree with you.
So.
Right?
Sure.
Which is good value because, you know, we probably would not have poo-pooed Butler at 23.
Giants on the
so
clock.
Good value there at 41.
Everett Brown to Carolina. Does this mean a Peppers trade is coming?
I would put those two together.
Yeah, you would do anything to put a Peppers trade together.
He likes it spicy.
That was very random.
Pepper, spice.
No, I get it, but like, he just all of a sudden had a voice and he likes it spicy.
It was like the $5 the hard way voice. It came out of nowhere.
Trade doesn't necessarily mean New England.
No, I didn't say that.
Here comes Ray Anderson again with the Giants selection.
Acquired this weekend.
He's going to make the Yankee selection?
Yeah.
Daniel has a draft rating of F for the Patriots so far.
F?
That's ridiculous.
Well, they did give away a first round pick.
I mean, in fairness to the fans, right, this is what we do every year.
Yeah. We're negative.
It is the NFL's honor to welcome Chief Chuck Swinton of the United States Navy to announce the next selection.
If he announces Prince Sintum, Fred's going to have trouble with this transaction. Yeah. Swinton to Sintum.
With the 45th pick in the 2009 NFL Draft, the New York Football Giants select Clint Sintum.
Could you recap that, Fred? Who announced it and who he took?
Swinton for Sintum. Okay. Well, the Giants picked these outside linebacker Clint Sintum.
I'm sure
will. I think one thing that they missed last year, especially down the stretch, was the ability to just wave after wave with that pass rush.
Yeah.
And I think that this guy gives him some depth there, because I think with what's his face out for the year, Umanura out for the year, and Strahan retiring, they lacked a little of that depth that they had in 07. I think
that other guy Umanura got comes to look back like Jarvis Green.
Yeah.
The other guy. No, Tuck's good.
Kiwanuka?
No, the other guy. The guy that's like their Jarvis Green. He came in every once in a while, would have a good Cofield, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
He played a lot, and the more he played, the less he was useful. He was. Yeah.
Well, NFL Network just showed three plays of him getting burnt in one-on-one coverage. But
that's because Mike Mayock didn't like him, and he's probably ripping him.
Dan in Niantic says, Bill, oh great draft pick Dodger, I triple dog dare you to draft a cornerback or safety who's taller than 6 feet. Well, you know.
Well, they signed two in free agency, just so you know.
Exactly why do you have to be over 6 feet to be a cornerback?
I don't know.
You don't, as long as you're fast and good, you know, swivel hips.
Call it Ellis Hobbs-itis, though.
Like, my problem with Ellis Hobbs has nothing to do with his height.
No, but I'm saying he's short. He stinks.
But people think he's too
small.
People
say short guys stink.
Paul, how many Diet Pepsis has that been for you?
I don't know, Fred.
You better slow down, all right?
It's a long night ahead.
It's a final at Fenway, 16-11.
Who won?
Sucks.
Oh, good. Joe from Black.
Don't lie. You don't like the fact that they won.
I don't like the Yankees.
No, you just don't like the Red Sox.
Joe from Black River, New York. Why the hell did we draft a defensive tackle that is saying we are getting rid of Wilfork next year? What the hell? Very upset with that pick. Please tell me what you think.
I don't think it necessarily means that, but somebody along that defensive line might not be here next year.
Yeah.
And let's just say, for argument's sake, they do lose Wilfork next year. Are you going to look at that pick the same way? What do we pick him for? He'd be a good guy to have around. You know, second-round pick who presumably got some experience as a rookie. And if you know, worst-case scenario, you lose Wilfork, maybe there's a guy that can step in year two and play. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that?
What about I didn't see – you guys obviously liked him better than I did, but do you think there's any possibility he could move into Seymour's slot if Seymour weren't here next year?
I didn't think so. He was like 330, wasn't he?
He was a big guy, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Patriots, Real Patriots has Twittered, and by the way, if you want to follow the official Twitter account of the Patriots, it's Real Patriots. They've been doing a pretty good job announcing the picks prior and giving us the trade information. Anyway, they say next pick is number 58, the 26th pick of the second round. Patriots still have four picks in the third round, so still many trade options. So notice we're just overlooking the picking options. We're going right to the trade options. So
someone is – I just wanted to recap. Someone's in the war room observing. Correct, Fred?
Or close to it, yeah. Close, you know.
But in theory, if they're saying there's a lot of trade options, that means
they might hear the phone call
ringing. They don't necessarily know who's calling on what, but they're saying, wow, a lot of phone calls coming in and out.
Yeah. Let's see. Steve in New Hampshire. Apparently Gerard Mayo, too, isn't walking through that door today. But I do think Belichick is doing great. A strong safety to start. Defensive tackle, cornerback. I think we have enough cap money to keep who we need to keep also. I believe Bill just didn't think the value was there, and he can fill our needs anyway at a true value.
Connor Barwin went to the Texans.
Connor Barwin, okay. Am I the only one who still believes in our youth, that Bill still believes in the talent that is already here and that we as fans haven't even got to see it yet? Please see the depth chart. P.S. Still holding out for Connor Barwin. Well,
nope, not anymore.
He's gone. What do you guys think about that? I mean, there are some guys that on the depth chart that, you know, guys like Wheatley and, you know, Rudd, Vince Redd, that we haven't seen yet. I mean,
yeah.
Could these guys develop?
Yeah, but I mean, I wouldn't expect it to happen immediately.
I mean, Vince Redd, for example, is an undrafted rookie free agent who did nothing.
Right.
Like Pierre Woods.
So you're going to expect him to just come in and play. And Pierre Woods has been on the roster, though, for 4 years.
No, I'm saying, but he was an undrafted rookie free agent. You'd expect him to contribute right away.
You had Mike Vrabel. I was okay with him behind Mike Vrabel.
Yeah.
Now I'm not – first of all, I'm not okay with Pierre Woods at the front of the line, and I'm not great with counting on Vince Redd. And I like Vince Redd as much as anyone.
Oh, yeah.
Being next in line in any way. So I just, there's a lot of uncertainty there. That gets me back to one name, Jason Taylor.
Okay.
Sign him up, put him in the lineup.
Connor Barwin's not listed under defensive linemen or linebackers.
What?
Defensive Connor Barwin ends? On this sheet that we have here. Connor Barwin is not
well,
listed.
Well, that is the top prospects.
I have him listed as an outside linebacker.
I know. He's not listed
tight
on,
end?
On here. Shouldn't be, but we'll see.
Alex wants to know, why choose Ron Brace before Darius
First
Butler? Any significance to that?
So they can pay Brace $50 more. I don't know. I mean, does it really matter?
I don't know.
Because he's from BC and Bill likes BC?
Maybe. Who knows?
Oh, wow. I didn't even think of that. They took the two New England guys back-to-back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Local ties.
That's cheaper. You don't have to fly him out here. Just
you
give
think
him
that's
a bus
what
ticket.
It is?
They could drive in?
Yeah. That's what
a bus ticket. I'm telling Brace to walk.
Red Auerbach
boy.
Used to do that during the NBA draft. You know, they get to the late rounds and they say, Red, who are we picking? Goes, pick the local guy. We don't have to pay for a plane fare. So let's see. Amanda writes in, so the AFC East is turning into the Big Ten or SEC now. Is that how they think they could beat the Pats? You know, with Pat White going to the Fins, I guess. Or?
Well, for the Dolphins, it was a good way to beat the Pats by running the Wildcats.
The only way to beat them, because they wouldn't have beaten them straight up.
That's right.
Because trying to play defense earned them the Randy Moss show. There's that Golden Corral again. Damn it.
Let's see.
Everywhere.
Steven writes in, do you think that the pickup Brace was a little bit of insurance in case Wolfork doesn't sign?
Yes.
So.
I agree.
I have to take this call. You guys keep
talking.
But
the insurance wouldn't be for this year because
I like
he's
the sound of that.
He's still under contract for this year.
Yeah, no,
the
I'm just saying.
Insurance would be for a year from now.
Well, that's insurance for the future.
Yeah, but
something that might happen negative in the future.
And there's not a lot of nose tackles, so if you can get one now, you get them. You don't wait and say, oh, I'll just get one next year because you may not be in the position to get one. Plus, Bill hates the draft. Something so far is lukewarm. What? I know, Paul. Don't worry.
Okay. I don't know if you really... Sorry.
Never mind. Off-air topic.
Yes. But, yeah, you have to take him now. Otherwise, you back yourself, and all of a sudden you're back in wide receiver area or cornerback area like you were
the
last couple of years.
2 days ago, or whenever it was, Vince Wilfork was on record saying, I'm confident that something's going to get done. I'm confident I'm going to be a Patriot for the rest of my life. I know they've got... Excuse me, the draft to worry about, so nothing's going to happen before the draft. But you know what? It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
He's playing the PR game. He has all the fans on his side because he said he wanted to be a Patriot for life.
And
meanwhile, he said,
happen,
Bill, I'm looking for $120 million with 57 guaranteed.
Yeah, NBA,
and then he goes to Mike Reese or whoever he did the interview with and says, yeah, I want to be a Patriot for life. I don't see any hurdles in the way. And
yeah, there's no way that anybody could possibly think, based on his comments last week or 2 weeks ago, that that's – bettering the chances of him staying here. Asante Samuel also said he wanted to be a Patriot for life, and he's not a Patriot.
He
anymore.
Did. That's true. According to ESPN, Michael Mitchell, a cornerback from Ohio, is who the Raiders just took.
The Raiders. Michael Mitchell. I can honestly say that is the first player chosen that I don't know who he is.
Michael Mitchell, Ohio cornerback. Not Ohio State.
So
Ohio.
Seriously, that is the first player to chosen that I don't have
don't
any
know
idea
who
he
is.
Who he is.
Chosen? What?
I don't know who that is. Do you?
No. I can look. What position does he play?
Cornerback.
Do we have him on our list?
No.
Oh. Well, we'll go to Pro Football Weekly. I'll see what he is.
I don't think we have him
cornerback
on
cornerback out of Ohio. Mark Parson?
Michael Mitchell. Never heard of Billy Bear.
Never heard of him.
Because I have a...
Fred, are we staying until our last pick, by the way?
40.
No, we're going until 9.
Okay.
Mark Parson is the guy I have.
We're going to have something to talk about tomorrow.
Yeah, but what if the last pick's going to happen right around 9?
Well, then maybe we'll stay on. What pick are we on right
now? He's definitive.
We're at 48, yeah. So there's 10 picks. They're not going to make 10 picks in 20 minutes.
No. That could be an hour and a half.
What's the guy's name?
It's not going to be an hour and a half. Michael Mitchell.
He scoffed at you.
Oh, God.
10 picks times 10 minutes is how many minutes?
Well, there's only 7 minutes between
it's,
picks.
Oh, there's so. Only seven. All right, so 70 minutes.
I don't believe Michael Mitchell
it's
is
It's almost
a real
an hour
person.
And a half.
I wasn't doubting you. Was he? Eric scoffed at you, not me.
Yeah, Mike, the guy you said is not a real person.
Oh.
Either that or he's...
No, seriously.
Someone hack into ESPN.com?
There's a corner listed out of Ohio, the 43rd best corner, but his name is Mark Parson. There is no...
I've never heard of him either, by the way.
There is no... in Pro Football Weekly,
Michael.
There is no strong safety, free safety, or cornerback.
Fred, the Raiders may have done it again.
Could he be a wide receiver
They picked
or
a guy that we can't find.
Could he be a wide receiver?
YouTube has Michael Mitchell, Ohio University, preps for NFL draft. Uh-huh. Oakland Raiders need Ohio U safety Michael Mitchell.
Safety? I thought I looked at safety. You said corner.
That's what ESPN had listed.
Oakland Raiders, that was yesterday? Oakland
yeah.
Raiders need?
Yeah. That's what
wow.
The, that's what this...
What are the odds of that?
I don't know.
Wow.
And then it says Ohio University cornerback Mark Parson may have been the one. Let me click on this story here.
You sure this isn't like a tweet or something?
All right, next selection, Denver Broncos.
With the 48th pick, the Denver Broncos have selected Darcell McBath.
Love
him. That's our guy.
Back, Texas Tech.
Who got those? Broncos?
Yeah.
That's a good pick.
All right.
We like Darcell.
Darcell McBath went from a sixth rounder to a second rounder in like three and a half weeks.
I know.
You guys must have been talking him up.
I think that was what it was.
He was my
diamond in the rough for safeties, and evidently they heard me.
I have no listing in Pro Football Weekly for that guy.
Here it is, right here.
But not only that, there's a story that claims
that
he would.
A day ago.
Is it really a day ago, or did somebody backdate it and know how to tweak it? Jack Tatum,
how would they
says,
have done that fast?
They're good.
They just picked it.
Due to the latency of the internet.
This
he's not listed.
It's Vince writes in. How did the Giants
Will
beat?
Fork?
Yeah,
he said that's not insurance.
It could be. He says, "Come on,
I'll be around."
He says, "Come on, why are people that upset? How did the Giants beat us in Super Bowl 42? Pressure because of the defensive line rotation. Brace is a solid pick. Butler was first round grade on most of the pay per view scouting sites. Not a huge Chung guy, and thought Stinton was best linebacker in the draft outside of Curry and Cushing."
Okay, here's the story, Paul. The safety from Ohio University, Michael Mitchell, was watching old clips from the NFL one day when he saw a safety that grabbed his attention. Michael stated in an interview that he had just had to find out more about the safety he just watched on film. The safety was Oakland Raiders hard-hitting Jack Tatum. Michael explained in the interview he looked up everything he could on the internet to learn more about this safety that had so impressed him. Went on to explain that since that day he wanted to play the safety position as Jack Tatum played the position with the Oakland Raiders.
Wow.
So apparently this kid...
It's unbelievable the Raiders find.
Apparently this kid did an interview, talked up the Raiders and Jack Tatum, and the Raiders said, you know what, we got to pick this guy.
Openly admitted that he tries to play like a guy who tried to hurt people and admitted he tried to hurt people.
And the Raiders take him. And they wonder why they stink.
The Raiders!
He's 6'1", 220 pounds. That's like Rodney Harrison size. Was not invited to the NFL Combine.
He's not listed in Pro Football Weekly.
There's a guy that wasn't good enough to be invited to the combine that the Raiders took in the middle of the second round.
Yep. Decided he'd make scouts notice at his school's pro day. On his first run at 40 yards, he recorded a
4.24.
No, 4.43. And on another try, he ran a 4.49.
They're unbelievable.
They really are.
If I was that fan base, I would.
Davis only
I would
needs
storm
a
the castle.
That's all he needs to make his pick.
It's unbelievable.
Wait a minute. According to my buddy Mel Kiper, Michael Mitchell is the 73rd best safety in the draft.
That's unreal.
73rd. Just ahead of Bradley Pruitt.
Wow.
Maybe they're going to make him a wide receiver.
Adrian Idarko.
That's something. Ken in Florida says he has inside information on Everett Brown.
Good.
Oh, good. What is it?
Says, I checked with a source in Tallahassee about Brown, and they, quote, have serious questions about his potential to succeed in the NFL. His size is a particular concern.
It was for Dwight Freeney, too, but.
Yeah, that didn't really deliver what I was looking for.
I was looking for serious drug problem. serious, you know, we know he's a little undersized for the spot.
Let's see. Forward to Patriots quickie question. Hey, guys, hope everything's going all right. Hold in there. We won't have to listen to the stupid picks from the Raiders and the trades from the Pats and Browns for too much longer. Muhammad Massaquai, are we getting him or what is the deal?
I like him.
He's okay.
He's a good player, but I don't know. Wide receiver, but you know, who knows. I like the player, though.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd like him here. That's next pick.
Lenny writes in, only time will tell how the Pats did in the draft, but it seems like we started the draft with the most picks of any team, and instead of trading for an impact player like another Mayo, we traded down from 23 to 40 to get more picks that we really don't need. In Belichick we trust, but right now I don't get it. Maybe you can shed some light. Well, they do need a corner. They do need a safety.
Right.
Now, I don't know about Brace, but, you know.
Brace was an insurance pick, but the secondary was, I thought linebacker and secondary were the two spots that were the most glaring needs. Mm-hmm. And they obviously thought the value was the secondary.
Can you read into it that they're going to get the help that they needed outside linebacker this weekend without drafting him?
I mean, I don't know if you can read into that other than the fact that they didn't think the value was there for the outside linebacker mm-hmm. help. I think that's really as far as you can really accurately read into it.
Max Unger.
That's a good pick for them.
Seattle trade with Chicago?
Looks
was that
like
49?
It. Looks like it.
Now, Unger was a guy that our lads had in the first round.
He's good. I liked him. I think he was the best of those three that, Wood and who was the other one? Alex Mack. I liked Unger the best.
Now, the only guy that our lads had in the first round that hasn't been taken yet is Paul Kruger, defensive end out of
They had
Utah.
Him in the first round?
Yes, they did.
Eh. That's because that's why they're our lads.
Even Eric didn't like him that much.
So. All right.
Maybe one of those guys, by the way, could be someone they're going to be thinking about taking as a pass rusher.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
You know, one of those kind of undersized guys that they can get value in the third round.
Sure they will.
And he's tall.
With a strong arm.
And I'll expect him maybe in 3 years to have 2 sacks. Well, he's a developmental guy, right?
I don't necessarily mean Paul Kruger. I'm just saying maybe.
No. I'm saying any guy you take later on, I think you're taking as a developmental guy.
Is there any chance that they are really excited about Sean Crable?
Yes, certainly. I think that's the best argument I've heard all night. I mean, if you're going to – Fred's not.
Unless, you know –
I like Sean Crable, but I don't know if I'm ready to say he can be my starter this year. But Pierre Woods could start, and Crable can be the guy that applies the heat if they're really excited about him.
Right. But the guy who gets excited about anything that has a Patriots logo on it just went,
No, because you know how he is. He has skinny legs, so Fred says he can't play.
Fred's right.
Well, you're well established.
Be that as it may.
You're well established.
Vinny writes in, it's make fun of the Raiders time. They just selected a guy no one's heard of.
I just did. Yeah. I seriously think you may be seeing the worst draft in NFL history.
This is a good poll on ESPN. Which Raiders pick surprised you more, Hayward Bay or Mitchell?
Mitchell, because I never heard of him.
Yeah.
At least Hayward Bay I've heard of, and I knew
he
was fast.
Hayward Bay, a lot of people actually had linked to Oakland at that spot.
In that kind of joking, they're idiots kind of way.
Yeah.
But, the kind of pick they would make.
But you just wonder, I mean, so we know Al Davis has kind of lost it a little bit, but these other guys are still –
You know what it feels like?
With their senses. So
it feels like Major League. That they're trying to put together the worst possible team they can. That's what it feels like, that there's some ulterior motive to get to an end game where we have to suck so bad that X happens.
I don't understand. I would
Major
think,
League.
I would think by now that there must be a mutiny. They must be talking about, you know, mutiny
You know, and
well,
that's a good blog, Andy.
I saw Tom Cable at the combine, and he doesn't care. The guy's got – he's making some money. He's got his leather jacket on. He wanders around. He looked happy. He's in space, and he's happy in space.
Okay.
You know, I used to make fun of Andy for those, but his track record is pretty good with it.
I even included Josh McDaniels, sort of. I didn't want to, but I included him, and what happened after that? He made a mockery of the entire NFL.
A mockery?
A mockery.
He made a mockery.
Gave me a hug, though. He was a good guy.
Gave you a hug?
Oh, yeah.
I guess Dean Pease
talked
at the draft
party. He made up for not returning his email.
Dean Pease talked at the draft party tonight. Dean Pease, yeah. you know him?
Yes.
Defensive coordinator.
You know him?
Not personally.
He said that Crable would have started if he hadn't gotten hurt this year.
That's would have Dean started Pease. Over Mike Vrabel.
Now,
do we know that that's a fact?
I was just handed that note by doctor. Doctor was
Do
at the
have
party.
Have another source.
All right, no, but
over
but,
Mike Vrabel or Adalys Thomas.
Listen, I think that that's relevant.
No, they got hurt. Remember, they were down. They were signing Roosevelt Colvin out of Houston's backyard.
Yes. Does that mean that instead of signing?
Yeah, that's
Colvin,
what that means.
He would have started once right. they got eight deep at outside.
Right. We said that all along. That they, I'm sure they regretted putting him on
well,
IR with a calf injury.
One week later, too, is but, when, was when Adalys Thomas got hurt. I want to say the very week after he got put on IR.
Dean Pease says a lot when he talks. It's not all that valuable, but I don't really need it said. In a place where we don't say anything,
he says
more than I like.
Just so you know, it's going to get in the analysis tonight.
You can put it in there. I'm blogging later, by the way. Best available.
Okay, you want to do that instead of doing anything on the web?
No, I think you should do an analysis.
Although this should probably be talked about in 9 minutes.
No, it's PFW in progress, Paul. Fred
okay.
loves this stuff.
Okay.
Eric's got the news story. You got the analysis. I'll do some blogging.
It's good for people to know what goes on behind
the
scenes.
Is that okay?
Fred, he'll do an analysis saying they failed in the first round.
I'm not
Eric will write
the
news story
so
on how
know,
they failed in the first round.
Word.
And I'll say what they're going to do to make up for it in day two.
Gary from Frankfort, New York, been listening all day. You guys are doing a great job. But I have to ask one question. How in the hell did the Patriots allow Miami to get Pat White? I thought he would have been a key addition to a great Patriots offense with his versatility. And God forbid – Brady's not 100%. I would feel a lot safer with White under center
what?
Than Kevin O'Connell.
Oh, please.
Oh, boy, that's not a good call.
Come back to us. That's ridiculous.
Easy.
Come back to us.
Easy.
What does that mean?
He went off on the ledge there, Pat White.
The guy who had Jason Taylor and Julius Peppers lining up for this team like a month ago is saying somebody's a little bit ridiculous in their email.
Don't misconstrue what I said.
You said both.
You fat idiot.
You said both.
I tossed out the idea.
What do you call him? A what idiot?
Fat idiot.
Oh,
well, what is the difference between tossing out the idea and saying both? You said you thought there was a chance they could get both.
I asked the question as to bring up a topic of discussion, you moron.
Oh, no, you
didn't. Wow. You know, we don't have to get personal.
Yeah, see?
We do have to get personal.
He cannot have an intelligent argument. He has to drop into the gutter.
I know, for someone who, you know, poses as, you know, the intellectual of the group.
There's
no posing about it, my friend.
Poses, my friend. You know, he's very quick to revert to, like
little kid.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
No, you are.
Because when I didn't do it, you told me I wasn't fitting in on the show. Now I'm doing it. Now you're mad about doing it.
You fit in by being Eric.
They can't get that window closed.
He just shaved.
They come back tomorrow. There's going to be birds in that studio over there. Boy.
We need the guys in Oakland to close that window for
laughing.
Him.
You could hang on.
In the
slam
next,
shut.
In the booth next to us, EEI was broadcasting, and Felger decided to open the
Massaquoi
window.
Massaquoi went to Cleveland.
And then now we can't close it.
That's a good pick.
Muhammad Massaquoi.
What is going on with
especially
my
if you
just hit something.
End up trading. What's his face?
Eric did.
Braylon Edwards.
Braylon Edwards. I didn't do anything.
Yeah, you hit it.
Andrew's from Sydney, Australia. Love the show. We'll be headed over to the States sometimes. It's football season, so I'll buy you guys lunch then. In the meantime, I know this isn't draft relevant, but do you think Bill Belichick, head coach of the New England Patriots, would prefer as who would he prefer as quarterback if he could go back to 2000? I think it's hard to pick between the two in terms of talent and ability. He's saying Brady versus Manning. But I think that Manning seems to really live football much like Bill, whereas Brady seems to have a few more external interests.
Going back to 2000, it wouldn't be a conversation.
Yeah.
Brady Manning, wasn't even on anyone's radar.
Yeah, but Manning was drafted in 98.
Right.
So Manning had already established himself as a good quarterback, whereas Brady was a nothing.
He had thrown a lot of interceptions, but.
Well, that was in 98. 99, he was great. Mm.
But it doesn't matter when. It would have never been a conversation until he already had Brady as his quarterback and Brady became good. You know what I mean? Like, there was never.
But that's the guy's point, is once you realize that Brady was great, you think if he could go back, he would rather have had Manning all this time.
I
don't know.
That's the argument? Yeah.
I mean, that's not exactly what he said, but I'm guessing that's what he meant.
Yes. We've had this discussion on PFW and Progress in the past. Mm-hmm. I think we had it after Manning and Belichick sat down at the Pro Bowl and supposedly spent that time at the pool together. And we joked that Manning is the Belichick of quarterbacks. He has his wife dress him because he's so focused on getting to the stadium and watching film. And Fred's whole issues with Brady a little bit kind of...
My issues?
Well, you thought he was going to be injured and never come back because he would get a taste of the outside world.
Oh, boy.
But Brady, I mean, has other interests. He admitted it. He said, I have other interests in my life right now.
Well, football's not that
other
important.
Priorities.
God didn't create football.
That's true. So, yeah, I mean, based on that kind of thing, he might like Manning.
I think the specific point about that Pro Bowl conversation. Remember that story that Manning ended up telling about the fourth, the third and 26 or the fourth and whatever?
Right.
And, you know, Bill immediately recalled exactly the defense that was in and didn't think that Manning would go underneath, and he did, and they ended up getting the first down. Something was long,
right,
really detail-oriented story that happened about 9 years ago that both of them recalled with ridiculous detail.
Quick update, courtesy of our friend Craig from Boxborough on the blog. I have the same Scouts Inc. grade as Michael Mitchell, which is zero. They apparently gave him a grade of zero.
Scouts Inc. gave you a grade?
I'm saying if they did, it would be zero. Mm. And it would be the same as a guy who just got drafted in the middle of the second round by the Oakland Raiders.
0.0.
And you know what? I'm going to go out on a limb and say that Michael Mitchell can't bench 335.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say it. Can you imagine the 73rd?
If you got drafted in the second round?
No. This,
by the Raiders.
What number pick was it exactly? The 73rd best safety.
47.
Was drafted.
Was our pick, by the
47.
Way. That'll be a pick that we'll be tied to.
Mm-hmm. That is,
that's unbelievable.
I seriously think they're trying to throw it. I don't know. What's
the
end game,
Dallas' first pick of the draft,
yes,
by the way?
Yeah. Yes.
Is that already talked about?
But why would you want to be terrible? Out?
No.
I don't know.
I mean, does he have any ongoing litigation, stadium? I'm being kind of serious here.
Yeah, no, I know. What is there any upside?
There's
to
a major
bad?
League tinge to it.
Right, that's
you're
what
right.
I said.
You're absolutely right. I mean,
but I want to know what
like
games.
They're intentionally trying to sabotage
they're
themselves.
Throwing the franchise. I mean, they drafted Jamarcus
kind of
Russell.
It's almost like the league should take the team and put it in receivership.
Right.
And take it over.
Take it away from it.
Yeah.
You know, maybe Obama can, you know, fire
he
Al Davis.
Oh,
he fired the
would.
Guy from GM, right?
Oh, God.
Ryan in Lincoln, New England. Nebraska.
Nebraska.
He says, we re-signed Tank Williams, and he was working at linebacker before his injury. Maybe that's part of us not drafting an outside linebacker.
He was working
inside linebacker.
Not outside. And, right. I mean, you're talking about sub-situations.
Yeah.
And he's really a safety. He's
we
not
need
a linebacker.
We play a 3-4, and right now we have six guys,
but
plus
it,
Pierre Woods.
If that were to be a relevant reason, and it may be, that would be a reason why you weren't interested in Mauluga. Because you're thinking Tank Williams can be the guy in sub-packages and whatnot to play inside with Mayo in certain situations, and you don't need another guy.
Right.
That probably the argument against Mauluga, because they – I think he could be a three-down linebacker, but maybe, you know, where did he go? 38. I mean, that's pretty deep for a guy. If a lot of other teams thought that,
right,
they probably didn't think he could be a three-down linebacker, right, or he would have gone before that.
Eric, are you logging into our blog as Baleste?
No, why?
We got Ron Brace, a fat, clumsy, weak guy who misses tackles and will probably get injured in the middle of the season. Great job.
Wow, our fans are brutal.
Yeah.
That must be somebody from the ACC.
BC.
From BC?
Yeah.
Dan from Niantic, Connecticut. At pick 58, the Pats should take the Duke Robinson guard from Oklahoma.
Sure.
That's good value there.
If we are filling holes for the 2011 season, as we've done so far, I like it. Duke Robinson will fill a hole for either
11 or 10.
10, 11. I mean, which one are they not going to have?
Jasper Brinkley.
Is it time, Paul, for Jasper Brinkley? He smells like a third rounder. Smells like a third-round pick, no?
That'd be tomorrow, then.
Nothing gets by you. Eric's still on the show.
Scott McKillop.
Well, speaking of tomorrow, Mish from Montreal writes, since you're off the air at 9, are you guys going to keep blogging tonight?
Yes.
Including your opinions on the 58th pick, and what time are you starting up tomorrow? Well, we will keep blogging tonight, and tomorrow we'll be on the air at noon
but
Eastern
we'll be
time.
Blogging when the draft resumes.
Don't interrupt
10.
Me. Well,
noon Eastern time is when we'll be on the air tomorrow. We'll be blogging throughout the day, throughout the night, throughout the morning. Eric is not happy because he was scolded.
I don't know what you mean by throughout the night, but I'm going to bed later.
Andy, let me throw one in. Let me throw one out there for you. You know, we talked about possibly guys that develop strictly developmental guys. Lawrence Sidbury.
Sure.
Sid Bubby.
I've never seen somebody undress a tackle like he did.
All right. Well, we're going to have
Fred's mad because he doesn't have any idea who Lawrence Sidbury is.
We're going to have a lot to talk about tomorrow at noon when we come back on the air. A lot to write about tonight, and that's what these guys are going to start doing.
Fred's
so
going home.
Unfortunately, we can't go on forever.
Here's where Fred goes home.
They do have other things they need to do. So we'll see you tomorrow at noon and talk about the 58th pick and whatever else happens between now and then.
So.